Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Healathon. It's awesome having you here. Yay, we made it! I had a few issues this morning, so I'm arriving a minute or two late, and I apologize for that. And thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. And I had a makeup disaster. Oh my God, aren't we adorable? There we are. So here we are on the Healathon. We made it. So what are we going to do today? Well, we're going to heal and heal and heal and heal and heal. See, it's a Healathon. I don't know if you can see my sign back there. We're going to heal and heal and heal, heal and heal and heal. And we are also going to be focused on the Feel Better Mastery. Cool, huh? Feelbettermastery.com. That is the where you're going to go to join me on an extended journey, long past the time that the Feel Better Challenge is over. So this is challenging to you to go to the next step, which is feelbettermastery.com. And I'm so excited to play with you and dance with you in that program. So I'll be talking about that a little bit throughout the day. And we're also going to just be doing some good old-fashioned healing. So how this works is the best way to do it is to dial in. Not everyone wants to dial in, but everyone receives. Every single person who is here receives. It's called entrainment. I'm going to do this one correctly. One of our members corrected me. If you have a violin and you pluck the G string in a room full of violins, all the G strings in that room will vibrate at that. All the G strings will vibrate in harmony. And that's what we're going to be doing here. So every single one of us are going to be experiencing a healing through me working with one person. So if you want to play the A game, if you want the platinum experience here on the Healathon, then your job is to do your work while I'm working with someone else. Whatever question I'm asking them, you're going to do your work around it as well. You're going to ask that same question to you. There might be a few little diversions here and there from what they're doing to what you're doing, but you will get a general overview, a general healing with every single session. So let's everyone right now put our hands on our heart and just say, you're going to repeat after me these exact words. May the perfect people be chosen to work with Jennifer today, so that I receive at the highest levels. So you're saying this to yourself, obviously. That's it. May the perfect people be chosen to work with Jennifer today, so that I get exactly what I need. There we go. And there's a nice shift that happens there. And that's part of what we're going to be doing here, is creating these beautiful, subtle, amazingly deep, very foundational transformations. And we're going to be going in increments. Sometimes there's going to be nice big ahas, and most of the time it's going to be a bunch of little ahas, which I think where many of us are going, which is a bunch of iterative ahas, right? So with every single person I dance with, you're going to receive from that dance. Does that sound good? Does that sound like a deal? The best way to do it is to dial in. And again, everyone's going to receive regardless, but if you'd like to ask me a question directly, if you'd like to receive a session directly, if you'd like to work with me directly, then I recommend dialing in. If you're on the Listening Salon, just go to the Listening Salon. The numbers are right there. You can also dial in using a thing called web call, which uses your computer's speakers and microphone, okay, your speakers and microphone on your computer. So right to the right-hand side of where the numbers, the phone numbers are, you can actually click that. It's called web call. And if you click that, of course, you're on the Listening Salon there. If you click that, then you'll be able to use your computer speaker and microphone. And then a little box will show up that says, do you want to connect? It'll connect through the internet and use your speaker and your microphone on your computer. And on the very bottom, it says raise hand. So you can raise your hand that way. Otherwise, press star 2, dial in with your telephone, press star 2 on the keypad, the telephone keypad, and that's how we'll work together. I might take some questions, but I really like the back and forth interaction we get. It creates a richer experience. And of course, the spontaneous transformation technique, which we'll be doing a lot of today, really requires a back and forth. So that's in part why I really appreciate if you dial in if you'd like a session. So press star 2. For those who are dialed in, press star 2 on your telephone's keypad to raise your hand. And that will put you in the queue. And then what happens is I choose your initial number, and then everyone else chooses the next number so that it's really, really fair. Oh, gosh, I haven't even had a chance. After my makeup disaster, I haven't had a chance to look at my face. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to start here in one moment, but before I do that, I do want to remind you that the Feel Better Challenge is going to be ending soon. It's ending tomorrow, in fact. So if you haven't listened to the 5 days, you're going to get a lot out of today, but it's really good. It's a really cool little program. It's absolutely free, but that's all ending tomorrow. And then we're going to have the Healathon replay, so if you want to listen to it again, it'll be available all day tomorrow as well, but it's all ending tomorrow at midnight. And there is something that's replacing it, which is really exciting. It's called the Feel Better Mastery Program. And this Feel Better Mastery, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful, it's my seminal work. It is what I've been playing with for years and years. I think this is the culmination of my healing work, and I'm not going to be doing one of these again. So this is kind of the last chance for you to really participate in one of these live. The recording will likely be offered again, but if you want to participate live, this will be it. And I'm not sure how long I'm even going to allow this to be offered even as a recording. So this is going to be a last chance offer. And I just want to play something for you to give you a bit of an understanding. Oh, shoot. I need to log on here now. Hang on one sec. I forgot. I need to launch the web call so you all on Facebook can hear this.
There we go. Okay. So there we have it. Unplug my headphone here. And I'm going to play something for you that will show you it's a little testimonial from one of my many people who have been in my programs before. And so here we go. Let's see if this will work.
Hi, my name is Karen McKinney, and before finding Jennifer, I struggled with fear, anxiety, and overwhelm for most of my life. I had a strong need to always be in control and do everything perfectly. I felt very constricted and deeply wounded by events of my childhood, and living in that constant state of stress took a toll on my body in the form of chronic health issues as well. Through her amazing healing programs, Jennifer has given me the keys to unlock all of my hidden potential and reclaim my divine gifts. She helped me quiet my beautiful mind and connect to the guidance of my heart and soul. Thanks to her sessions and spontaneous transformation techniques, I now know I am not alone. I am enough. I am worthy. And most of all, I am love. STT allows me to access the deepest parts of myself as a conscious observer to release old emotions and discover what my mind, body, and soul really needs from me going forward. It helps me unwind old thought patterns and create a new, calmer, authentic state of being. Now I can breathe more deeply and live in a state of expansion, compassion, and possibility. I am beyond grateful to have found Jennifer and had the opportunity to participate in so many of her healing intensives. It has been an absolute game changer for me and given me a completely new perspective on life. My hope is that everyone that feels a nudge to play with Jennifer takes the leap, because the experience is truly beyond belief.
Thank you, Karen. That was Karen. Gosh, I cry every time I hear that. Every time I hear all of them, because, you know, my whole intention and my whole being is about making sure that people are in good shape. And so it just brings me the most immense joy when I get to hear people who have changed so dramatically. And that's in part what this program is going to be about, which is creating dramatic change in the most subtle ways that show up like magic almost. So I'll be playing a few of those as we go, of what people have experienced previously. And again, feelbettermastery.com, or on the page that you're on, just click on the purple button and that'll take you to the order form where you can register immediately. Again, this is all shutting down tomorrow, so this will be your last chance. All right, so let's dive into some beautiful calls. Where are you? There you are. Oh, good. We got a whole whack of people with their hands raised. All right, so what number? There we go. Okay, we're going to caller number 15. That was a little muscle testing. We're going to Alberta.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's you.
Hello.
Hello there.
Oh, my God, is it me?
It is you.
I had a strong feeling, and I'm scared. My heart's beating, and...
That's okay. Who am I speaking with?
My name is June. Hi, everybody.
Hi, June. Oh, my gosh, look at you, you beautiful lady.
Oh, Jennifer, I met you at World Congress years ago, and I'm so grateful for all the work you do. I had a call one time with Emmanuel and you, and I was in this position where I needed work, and I found an amazing job. And then, of course, I reach a ceiling, and I shift gears, and I'm in this realm of total trust and faith that everything I need always presents. But there's also this aspect of me that is feeling almost as if I'm in a void and I'm not sure what the next step is, what it is that, you know, I just want to open up the gates to express and share the love that I have and whatever that gift is for humanity to do my part.
Yeah.
Because I know we're connected, we're all one. And I feel like the door is closed or the gate is up, and I'm just not sure what is the next step to being financially independent and stepping forth in joy in my life.
Yeah, so you have some, so I want you to notice something, first of all, that you have some beautiful intentions, like really beautiful. And I can tell that you're beyond, I don't feel a sense of desperation. I don't know if your situation.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
There's no desperation in your field, which has created an energy and a field of possibility and flow. And your intention is so beautiful. It's an intention of service, which is the, man, when we can move into an abundance frequency from an intention of service, it changes the whole dynamic of it. So you're right there.
Yes.
You are right there. And I think you know that, right?
I do. I feel it. It's being held into that trust, because it's like opening to allow something greater to come in, but I'm just not sure what that is.
Yes. Greater to come in. Okay. Oh, man, I'm so happy that you're my first lady. So here's what's happening. Many, many, many of us have this feeling that there's something greater that's to come in, and it's true. It's true. But the challenge for all of us who are really, really feeling this is that it's never happened before. What we are to, oh man, I'm getting, wow, I'm getting,
yeah.
Can you feel this?
Oh yeah.
What we are asking for and praying for is what our soul is nudging us to move into, and it has not been on the planet before. And I know that sounds really woo-woo, but it's
no, it's true. It's true.
True. And people can feel it. Anyone who's here is likely feeling this. And the symptoms of it are dysfunction around us. Those are the symptoms, that it is extreme dysfunction, right? Extreme dysfunction. Let me see if I can find my affirmations. An affirmation I came up with recently is I'm gaining strength and endurance by making sure that uncanny resistance does not matter any longer. And that's the reason I came up with that, in part, is because many of us are seeing uncanny resistance. I mean, this is not, it doesn't feel like it's a normal time. It feels like we are kind of in extreme times. And there's a reason why. It's because extreme times create extreme actions, create people to wake up. You know, and it's not that the events that created the upset are okay, because they're not. However, when we can look at the events as something that's there for us to gain from, for us to use as a point of resistance, just like going to the gym and doing resistance training. We push against the resistance, and some of it is not necessarily right in your life, June, but it's surrounding you. You know, it's the things that are happening in politics and in wars and in weird stuff that's on the planet right now. Does that feel true?
It feels true.
Yeah. And so that resistance for someone like you and me, I'm doing the same thing. It's why I'm doing all of this, this program, the Feel Better Challenge and the Feel Better Mastery. I'm doing it because I'm being nudged to contribute, to know that there's a lot of people that are in the breaking point, not as in breaking down, but the breakdown that happens before the breakthrough. There are many, many people asking new questions. There's so many things that are happening. Gerber, I saw a commercial last night for Gerber baby food that was all about Gerber's being organic. Like, that's crazy. Every time that kind of stuff happens, when Wonder Bread added bran back into the bread, I said, we are powerful. We are powerful because we are the ones that can change all of this. And so we are being nudged into these new intentions, June. And so I want you to just reframe the intention of, I want to be contributing. I want into something that is, I am contributing. And
absolutely.
I know that every step is a contribution. And I know that I'm stepping into something that's never happened before. I'm stepping into a vibrational field of love that hasn't been on this planet for a really, really, really long time, if ever.
Yeah.
That those of us who are listening here right now are part of that 10% that Carl Jung talked about with group consciousness, the 10% that is the catalyst for change, the 10% that can change the dynamic of the whole thing. I believe that everyone who is watching this is part of that, and you are too. And if you are, you are being nudged to do more. And it's not doing more, though. That's not it.
It's like I'm doing nothing, and yet I'm holding the space.
That's right.
Inside of me is so peaceful and trustworthy and so calm.
That's it. So, so cool, June. So framing the consciousness that you're doing it, because we all know that, and I've talked about this a lot during the 5-day challenge and in the bonus calls, that doing, it's not about doing, it's about being. It's not about doing to get, it's about being, that creates a field of automatic, obvious, duh factor receiving.
Yes.
And so just imagine right now that you are on this beautiful web, almost like a spider web, that every single soul of humanity is on this same web.
Yeah.
Okay? Just imagine that. Now imagine that there's a bunch of people that are confused, that have separated to a very extreme from their light and are doing stuff out of reaction to the things that happen to them and the cultural norms. Okay? So just imagine that they're fluttering around on the web. Now, what they're creating is their own little kind of cocoon around them. It's definitely impacting the whole web of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's very localized. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now imagine you and the others that are listening to this and those who are moving into the Feel Better Mastery with me, who are going to that really high advanced quantum level. Now imagine that we are not struggling around the web. We are in that place of neutral, of love, of compassion, and we have space in our field, which allows us to be responsible, meaning we have an ability to respond. And there we are on the web. And what we're doing is creating this big energy of love that moves out and vibrates through the web. We're in this, I don't know. It is beautiful power and powerful, gentle, yet big, important, and powerful energy of love. Mm-hmm. And it's not love as in, you know, romantic love. It's a different kind of love. It's the love that's found in the neutral. Love that's found in that place in the sacred chamber that I've been talking about, that place deep within you, that center point of your soul, where there's love is absolutely pure and concentrated. And when you hang out in that, like you've been doing, June, you're creating a wolf energy that is vibrating along that hole and rippling. And as it ripples, it kind of undoes some of the dysfunction on the web. it kind of unravels it a little bit. It wakes some people up. Some people are like, whoa, what was that? Mm-hmm. And they start to think differently. They start to act differently. And it's in part why what's happening on the planet is happening, because we are starting to reach that critical mass of people who are holding the energy of peace. Now, what is this is a very broad conversation, and it's definitely for those of us who are feeling the need to contribute in a much, much bigger way. Mm-hmm. And when we are in the best part of that is when we're in that place of pure divine peace of our soul, and we start moving more and more into trust and faith in our soul's journey. And that even when we meet uncanny resistance, we know it doesn't matter. We use it to go to the neural pathway gym. We use it to get stronger in our faith and trust. We use it. And when we do that, the container of our being opens up to receive in ways that our mind could never imagine. Our mind cannot take us there. It cannot. Mm-hmm. Our mind alone, I should say. Our mind cannot take us there alone. Our mind now partners with the heart. And the heart is us being able to be in this place of love, in this sacred chamber of stillness and neutral, concentrated love, able to be in touch with the infinite and the eternal energy, able to hear the whispers of our own divinity and the impulses of what it is we are to do next from that place of divinity, from that quantum place of love. We hear the impulses that I call the I am pulses. The impulses are the I am pulses. And as we feel that I am pulse and our mind is there in partnership, our mind says, oh, I can take that impulse and do something in the world with that. Oh, I can take action on that. Oh, I can take my intellect and create a mathematical equation on that. Oh, I can take my beautiful, my brilliant intelligence and I can create a new book, a new workshop. Oh, I can take my genius. So that's the mind. The mind is the genius that takes action on the I am pulse, of the, on the impulse of the soul. And so there we go. There's a beautiful opening happening right now. As we can start to claim this, the impulse, and allow our mind to move into a new state of, instead of worry and stress and overwhelm and pointing at what's wrong and saying, why me, and being a victim, which, by the way, is understandable. It's okay if that's happening. But instead, we can move into a whole new place where we can point at those things instead now and say, that's an energy of love in a different megahertz, a different, slightly different level of density that is nudging me to something that I quite don't know about. But I know that it's here for me. So I'm going to use that moment of resistance to remember who I am. I'm going to use that moment of resistance to do spontaneous transformation technique. I'm going to use that moment of resistance to do a meditation. I'm going to use that moment of resistance to change my mind in the moment, to move into a place of trust now. And I look at that now and say, that doesn't matter. And thank you for helping me to show myself that that doesn't matter. So there's been a powerful opening here for everyone here just through this conversation. Thank you, June, for that. So how are you doing with all that, June?
I'm back in this center point that is relaxed and trusting that it's unfolding the way that it's supposed to. It's almost like through the web and through the ripple, everything needs to settle in order for those impulses to come in.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So let's everyone right now move into, just pretend that we can move into this still point. And I like to call it the white space, but it might look something other than white to you. Someone told me it was pure blue sky space, and for others it might be a velvety black space. And by the way, if any of you ever enter into darkness, you know, darkness isn't bad. It's just darkness. It's just the absence of light in that moment, and sometimes that's what we need. So don't ever be afraid of any of these places that we're going to. And I describe it as a white place because that happens to be what mine is, but yours might be a little bit different. So let's everyone go with the intention of moving into the still point, the pure still point, the pure, pure still point of our soul. That's it. And for me, it looks like a place of pure white that has an expanse of white that goes on to infinity of white. that has no sting in it. If that works for you, use that. But the idea is there's no thing there. There's nothing there, no thing there, that it is pure neutral, that it is like 0 point, some people call this. And let's just move into that energy. And just pretend, and if any of you are struggling with that, just pretend that you can. Just pretend for a minute. Well, I'll just pretend here. I'll just pretend that I'm going into the still point. That's it. I'm just going to pretend. There we go. And if you were pretending, what would it be like? What would it feel like? What if you were in the still point? What if you were in the still point? What would that be like? What would that feel like? Describe it to yourself, what it's like to be in the still point. Take a moment and breathe it in. Breathe in the still point and tell me, what does it feel like to be in the still point? What does it feel like to be in the still point? That's it. Just describe it to yourself. Describe the nuances. Is there a smell? Is there a temperature? Is there a kinesthetic feeling? Is there an emotion? Or is there a lack of emotions? Are there thoughts? Are there no thoughts? What does it feel like? What's it like to be in the still point? And just pretend. Just pretend. And notice if your mind finds it difficult to be there for very long, it's okay. Just notice that. Just notice it. That's it. Let's move into that still point. What's it like? Describe it to yourself. And notice as the stillness starts to really encompass you, it's as if you can connect to this higher part of you, the part that lives in the infinite, the eternal. You can start to feel that connection opening up in this stillness. That's it. That's it. And approaching you right now is your higher self, if you will, oversoul, the part of you that lives in the infinite and the eternal, the master that is you. They're approaching you now. However that looks for you. That's it. And they're just loving you. Loving you. And this is happening because you are able to be in the still point. That's it. You're able to be in the still point. And you're connecting with the master that is you, and there's just love happening. There might be something else happening for some of you, but just allow that connection to happen in any way that it's supposed to unfold. And you really feel yourself being loved. Really feel yourself being loved. That's it. That's it. Oh. And some of you might be getting a little message, something like, it's all going to be okay. Something along those lines. That's what I'm hearing. It's all going to be okay. I'm hearing that quote. It's all going to be okay in the end. And we know it's not the end because it's not okay yet. But they're saying it's going to be okay. And they're telling you how much they love you. And how much they're here always, always, always in support. That's it. Oh. That's it. Beautiful. And just describe what it feels like right now to yourself. Again, whenever I do that, it's shining the light of consciousness on what's really happening, which allows the mind to be a part of it, which allows the entire holistic engagement of your being to be part of this moment, which expands the moment even more and allows the frequency to get even higher. So describe to yourself right now, what does it feel like to be with your higher self and master that is you in the still point and being just simply loved, honored, and acknowledged? What's that like? Describe that. Describe that. Oh, there we go. Oh, the beautiful, beautiful energy of love that is very, very present and expanding here. And just on the periphery, you might notice that as you expand to this energy of love, you might notice just on the periphery that there's a vibration that you are emanating as you sit on the web of humanity that is helping all. Just by you sitting in love creates a huge transformation for so many. Just by you being who you are creates a transformation in your life. The universe that is you is rippling with the new energy of love that you've just recognized, that you've just recognized. That's it. It's a big healing pulse here right now. You just marinate in the love and describe it again. What's it like to be here? What does it feel like? There we go. There we go. Beautiful. There's this big, huge vacuum cleaner that's coming in from the universe that is gently, lovingly, and in a tickling way, just cleaning up any of the old dust bunnies that are of belief that are no longer needed now in this new realm of stillness and being that you're in. These beautiful universal vacuum cleaners just sucking up the dust bunnies. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. There we go. How are you doing, June?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for being the catalyst for this beautiful starting moment. Are you joining me for the Feel Better Mastery?
I only just heard about this like 10 minutes before the call and I called in. So thank you, Rosemarie. I know you're listening.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you join me. It's feelbettermastery.com if you want to check it out.
Thank you.
And for those of you who are interested, just on the listening salon, just click on the purple button and you're right into the order form and you can order right now if you'd like and join me. It starts on Tuesday. So I would love to have you there, June. You'd be a wonderful contribution in co-creation. Thank you.
I'm happy to have contributed today. Thank you.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful having you. And June, would you pick a number from 1 to 48?
32.
32. Thank you, sweetie.
Have a lovely day.
Caller number 32. And before we do that, I just want to talk a little bit about the Feel Better Mastery. We're getting a few questions about it. So it runs on Tuesdays and Thursdays live. If you're watching this later, it's already waiting for you, so don't worry about it. But it runs Tuesdays and Thursdays live for those who are joining live at 2 p.m. Pacific California time. I do it at that time so I can get the people that are all the way on the other side of the world as well as people in Europe. It's not too late for people in Europe. It's not super early, but it's also not too late. It's not the middle of the night. It'll run for 5 weeks, every Tuesday and Thursday for 5 weeks. And we'll finish with a heal-a-thon that's kind of like this, but it'll be more advanced with a much more intimate group of people, just for the people who have registered. And we are going to go for the subtleties. This is advanced quantum work. So we're going to take what we've done in the 5-day Feel Better Challenge. And for those of you who are just joining for the heal-a-thon, the 5-day Feel Better Challenge is waiting for you there. It's as soon as you registered, you were shown where that was at the bottom. So you can go back to that page if you'd like. What we're going to do is take the ideas that were present there, which are the foundation, and build on that foundation and create something really powerful and more advanced. We're going to be playing with the fundamentals, like self-forgiveness, shame, this notion that we're not enough, not good enough, we are working with the fundamentals, because when we play with those fundamentals, the whole entire field of who we are changes, and that creates essentially a different life. So that's what we're going to be playing with in this. Now, I'm going to play another testimonial here from someone who's been in many of my programs, so that you can kind of get a bit of an understanding of what's possible for you. Here we go. Here's Christine.
Hello, my name is Christine Glenn, and I am so delighted to be able to give a testimonial about how Jennifer's work has impacted my life. I've been doing the prayer circles since 2013, and I've taken many of her programs, including Need To, Deeper Trust. I've just finished a five-day Feel Better program, and on March the 20th, I'll be starting a five-week Feel Better Mastery program. Jennifer is a very gifted, loving, compassionate coach and teacher. And she has a wonderful sense of humor as well. And, you know, she encourages you not to take yourself too seriously and to be kind and gentle with your eternal innocence. And I would highly recommend Jennifer's programs to anyone. She's here to serve, and she does it in a way that is just so easy to absorb. I love Jennifer McLean. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. And I just became aware that for those of you who are watching Facebook Live, this may look backwards, but you can figure it out. It's feelbettermastery.com is how to access that. And thank you, Christine. And I'm really excited for this new program, because we are going for it. This is it's taken everything that I have learned from the minute I left home experienced a challenging childhood. The minute I left home to now, everything I have learned, the healing system that I created called Spontaneous Transformation Technique, all the research I have done over all those years, all the thousands of people I've done one-on-one sessions with, the tens of thousands that have been in my programs, all of the insights I've gained from all of that are being pulled into this beautiful program. And it's about being a master at feeling better, feeling better and better and better. There's no end to it. So feelbettermastery.com if you're interested, or click the purple button in the listing salon, and that will get you into the program. And again, all of this is ending tomorrow, and I'm not sure I would do this again. Okay. All right. So we're going to go to the next caller, which was, there it is. There we go. We're going to, I think it might be Mississippi, last four digits of 2849. 2849 on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is me.
I'm sorry, what was the name? Can you spell it for me?
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. I don't know why I didn't get that. Hey, Sarah.
How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, my love?
Oh, well, I raised my hand not knowing exactly what I needed. And I have listened to all five of the 5 days.
Okay.
I came in late, so I speeded some up, but I have noticed that I've slept through some of it, and to me that means that my subconscious is taking care of some of it, but I'm going to go through it again.
Great.
And I was wondering if you sent something that I needed to talk about just by our connection.
Sure. Well, let me tap in, and if I can, I might ask a few questions. So, first of all, let's talk about the sleeping through thing. When you do these, are you lying down?
I'm sorry?
When you were doing the five-day challenge, were you lying down?
I've tried both ways.
Okay, so best if you can sit up straight and sit so that your back is not touching something. Like a meditation.
Right.
It's best if you can do that, because this is deep work, and you know, lying down, our body just says, oh, well, I got to sleep. That's what lying down means. So we've kind of told our body to, you know, when we lie down, we sleep. So if you can, sit up for this work. And I'd recommend that for the Feel Better Mastery, too. If you can, sit up without your back touching so that you can. And if you can't do that, that's okay. You know, don't do it if it's going to harm you. But if you can, do that, because that will allow your body to know that it's time to be present, number one. Number two, yes, if you fall asleep, yes, you're still getting it. However, a big part of my work is to really transform the mind. And when the mind is conscious, there's a double energy that happens there for transformation. So if you can stay conscious, then your mind can hear it. So I recommend that, it sounds like you probably own this series. So if that's the truth, then listen
yes.
again and again and again until you can stay awake. Because
yes.
when you stay awake, the conscious understanding is just going to put a cherry on top of that beautiful Sunday of transformation. And you're already getting it, you're right, but it will help you that much more. And, of course, if you join the Feel Better Mastery Program, you'll own the program. You'll get the transcripts as well, and you'll be able to download the audios. And that will allow you, and many, many people listen to my programs really over and over and over and over again. Because what happens is the first time you listen, you're transformed, for sure. Spontaneous transformation, it happens every time. And then the next time you listen, you're listening with new ears in a way, because you're different than the first time you listened. You'll hear something different, and you'll hear people talk about that today in the testimonials. You'll hear something brand new. It's like, is this the same class? And sure enough, it's a new you listening to the same class. And it happens over and over and over again. So so know that when you listen again, you'll get something else out of it. And please keep listening until your conscious awareness is able to stay present through it. And sometimes our conscious awareness cannot. Even if we're sitting up straight with our back again, not touching the back of the chair, we still can't. We still can't hear it, because our conscious awareness, our mind is not quite in a place to hear it yet. So some subtle changes and vibrational changes might have to happen in order for our conscious mind to be present enough to hear it and then take it in from the conscious. When we take things in from the conscious, it is the greatest expansion, because our mind's now on board. Our mind's now moving into a new partnership, as I shared just a moment ago. Instead of worrying and wallowing and using fear and upset to stop the flow of things because it's too much, instead, it sits in a place of neutral, waiting for direction from the soul, and acts upon that in faith and trust. And that creates a whole different dynamic out there. So thank you for letting me use that for a little teaching moment. Now, secondly, as far as you're concerned, Sarah, is there any kind of energy or belief system of lack around financial abundance?
I think there may be, based on my childhood.
Yeah.
I've been involved in the human improvement cycle through Reiki and quantum success with Christy Whitman and some other things. And there's some things that by going through your five-day program again that will help me to break up some of that using the conscious mind, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to go for much, much deeper even than I could in the five-day challenge. So you might consider joining the Feel Better Mastery Program. So let's talk about the financial abundance piece. There's it's interesting. There's a push-pull in your energy field, which means that you go for it and you take the risk. Like, you know, taking Christy's program, that was a big financial investment. And you did it and you're seeing some return from it. Is that true?
That is very true. I was in her first class.
Yeah, yeah. So you're seeing some return from it, and yet there's this kind of energy of I guess I would say lack of trust that it's going to work, or it can work, or what you're doing can work over the long term. I'm not sure. Does any of that feel true?
It feels very true. Right before this, I went through the fifth day, the physical thing.
Yep.
And I came up with an area of lack of trust in my own mother.
Yeah.
She's long past earthly bounds right now.
Yeah.
She passed in 92. And yet, I seem to be having this trust issue over and over in my sense life. And so I felt more of a breakup going through your physical healing the fifth day.
Yes, yes. Okay, good. So, yeah, part of the lack of trust that came out of your relationship with your mother is being held in your physical body. You know, I was talking to someone recently about that. I can't remember if it was on one of these shows even, but where it was fascinating what came through me in that moment, which was, oh no, it was Master of Healing membership site, where the things that happen to us. So for example, one person will be standing next to the other and will inhale smoke. And for one person, their lungs will go into seizure and they'll freak out and they'll take months and months and months to recover from them. For the other person, nothing. It's all fine. It didn't hurt them at all. It didn't harm them at all. What's the difference between those two people? Well, for one thing, the one person, the lungs might have been the weakness. It might have been the place where the emotional upset landed and creates a place for physical upset to land as well. And for the other person, it wasn't. It wasn't the lungs. Or they just don't have as much of the emotional upset, as much of the trauma in their body, or they've done a lot of work on it or whatever. So there's two people, same situation, that have completely different experiences. And so what happens is that for the physical in particular, I've had a lot of challenges with my physical body my whole life. It started, you know, my first 3 years I was in and out of hospital, and it started a habit of that's where my stuff shows up. Thing, yay me, that I'm the one who inhales the smoke and immediately has months and months and months of upset before it's resolved. But part of that is also my jam, you know, and it will be until it won't. And I'm okay with it because now I use it. I go to the neural pathway gym with it, right? So again, what's happening right now for all of us is our mind is going, oh, I'm actually have command over this. Oh, this is not something that's happening to me. This is happening because of something that got held in the physical body that is creating a landing platform for things in the world to land upon. Chemical sensitivity, whatever that is, it's just something that's inside of you that creating a landing pad for this particular thing to show up on. That's it. Now, if that's it, that means that we have a choice. That means that we can make new decisions. That means that we can look at it slightly differently, which is what happened to you, Sarah, when you did the physical program. You went, wow, what is this? I hadn't seen this like this before. You'll hear one of the testimonials today, someone saying, I did the stress program and I did a program on stress, and I didn't feel like I was stressed, and my whole life changed because it's not just about symptoms. That's the point. Now, I do programs that address symptoms, and it's a big old fat trick because in full transparency, because it doesn't matter what the symptom is. It is the thing that nudges us into an expansion for all of it. So, people do the physical healing one and say, I don't have any physical problems. And they change their relationship from it because all of it is together. There is a symptom is not a single thing that needs to be gotten rid of. It is a single thing that's getting our attention to change the dynamic of the whole. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
So Sarah, you're just from this conversation, and I want you to notice that you're not falling asleep. Is that true?
I'm not falling asleep.
Great. No, you didn't fall asleep, and yet there is profound healing happening right now just through this conversation. Does that feel true?
Yes, it does. Thank
Good.
You.
So as you consider the things that are exterior that may have influenced your well-being in any way, that exterior is simply a reflection of the interior that is ready to transform. So you are ready to move into trust and faith. And how do we know? Because it's something you're playing with. You are ready to move into trust and faith in your journey, in all of it. And it's, Sarah, this is subtle stuff. You know, it's not, there's nothing you can do to have more trust and faith, but there's something that you can be. You can claim more of who you are, what you are, the light that you are. And it will change the dynamic. I can see it. It's already starting to happen. You can change the dynamic of the interior so that there's simply no place for these other things to land upon.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and you're right there. You're right there. Are you joining me for the Feel Better Mastery?
I am considering it.
Well, I hope you do, because, man, there's no question that we're ready to take this little thing to the next level for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right on the precipice. I would love to have you join. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sarah, would you pick a number from 1 to 52?
48
it is. Okay, thanks. Okay, we're going to call number 48. Here we go. Now, before I do that, I'm just going to play you a little testimonial. And if you have any questions at all about the Feel Better Master Program itself, I'm totally interested. You can use the form that's on the page there and ask your questions about that. Let me just play you a new testimonial here. Here's a good one.
I've been using Jennifer's healing process for some years now, and I had fibromyalgia very severely. I'd had it most of my life, and the spontaneous transformation technique, it was the base of my healing. It took me 2 years, and the fibromyalgia is gone, and it's been 5 years now, and it hasn't returned. And kind of saved my life. Thanks, Jennifer. And this technique I've continued to use, and it's been so good for me, not just for physical healing, but emotional and spiritual healing as well. And what else can I say? I've done 2 of the 21-day programs, and Jen, I know you'll get a kick out of this one, because I've had issues around money and abundance for pretty much most of my life. And after the 21-day program, in the last 6 months that follow it, we were in the midst of selling our home of 30 years and finding a new home and purchasing and moving. And the 21-day programs got me through the whole process without any major meltdowns. And it also ended up my bank account moving from 4 figures to 6 figures, and that was after buying a house and doing everything we needed to do. So I can tell that this process changed my beliefs and my attitudes, and it has expanded my life. And it's done so much for me that when Jennifer offered to teach the spontaneous transformation process, yeah, I was in. I took it. I'm now a level 2 practitioner certified, and it works so well. I don't know what else to say about it except thanks, Jennifer, for listening to Source and your angels and guides and creating this and sharing it. And, my life would be much smaller and more difficult without it. So thank you.
Thank you, Kat. That was Kat Kim. That was Kat Fink. I apologize. Fibromyalgia is supposedly incurable, and yet she no longer has it. And she went from 4 figures to 6 figures. There's some people that say it's like magic, because it is in a way, because you're changing the dynamics of who you are. And when you change the dynamics of who you are, everything shifts around that. It has to. It has no choice but. So some of you are asking, someone was just asking about relationships, and that, that they get in this really good place, and as soon as they get in front of their husband, the negative energy comes in, and they succumb to it, if you will. And that part of that is because you are entering their universe and you have no choice but to respond to their energy. Now, you can't change someone's energy. However, when you change so dramatically that that they have no choice but when they enter your universe to be different. So what you're noticing now is really important, which is you're noticing that you're in a good shape and they're not, and it influences you. That's a really huge moment. That's a breakthrough moment. That is not a moment to feel victimized and say, oh my God, it's never going to change because I'm at the effect of him. You're only at the effect of him if you are. And you aren't, so you aren't. And people must change in this dynamic. Now, a little warning about the relationship pieces. Ho'oponopono is extremely powerful. I think we did that on day 4. And we're going to be going even deeper into the relationship and really talking about conflict and how to change the dynamics of conflict in the Feel Better Mastery Program. And the idea is that when we transform so much that the people around us have no choice but to transform, and sometimes they can't, and if they can't, they'll leave. That's how it works. And while we're in this change, this moment of change, where we're noticing, oh my gosh, I feel so much better, but when I'm in front of them, I don't feel better, noticing that changes the fact that you've shone the light of consciousness of it, that you've recognized that there's something going on here, and then use that to move into something deeper. And again, we're going deep into relationships. It's one of the modules of the Feel Better Mastery Program. We're going deep into relationships. So I strongly recommend that you join the program, first of all. But secondly, know that the more you transform, the more you use those moments as a point of resistance to go deeper into healing and transformation, the more you do that, the more you will change the dynamic of the energy in your field, and the more the people around you must transform as a result. I told this story already, but I'll tell it again. It's Michael Timor. It's a really powerful story for the mind to understand the evidence of transformation and how it works. Okay. So Michael Timor was playing with money, with laughter and fun and love. Laughter, fun, and love he was playing with. And as he was playing with laughter, fun, and love, weeks and weeks and weeks he did this. He was moving into this real exalted state of pure bliss and love. And he was just playing there all the time. So he was at the bank and he was playing in line with it. Wherever he went, he kind of played with the notion of love and laughter and fun and you know, that kind of blissful, exalted place of pure, this is pure divine energy. And when he did that, as he's waiting in line at the bank, these bank robbers come in and he immediately thinks it's funny. Because he's been playing so deeply in this energy for so long. And so then he realizes that it's real, and he brings conscious awareness to being in that place. And he's built up a neuromuscular trained muscle for this. So he's able to really go in there and maintain it. And a lot of this is practice. And a lot of this is why I create these kind of challenges and move them into a mastery program, because it's a practice. And I'm going to show you how to create the practice and maintain it. Back to Michael Timor. He's in there and he's now in his pure place of divine energy of love. And what's happening is that he can't really hear the robbers, and they can't see him. They can't see him. The robbers make everyone go on the floor. He doesn't go on the floor. He stands right among them. And if you look at the video of him standing among them, the shotguns are swinging right by his nose, and they can't see him. And of course, the FBI is freaking out, because afterwards, he's still there. The robbers are gone, and they question him for hours and hours and hours because he was standing among them. How could he not be with them? But eventually they let him go, realizing he wasn't one of them, and scratching their heads like, why could the robbers not see him? But that's what happens when we move into these new vibrations, the vibration of the truth of who we are, really, the core of who we are. When we move into those places, oh my gosh, everything around us has to change. So two things happen in our people who we are in relationship with. Either they change because they are in a vibration of love with us, or they can't find us anymore in a way. So they no longer seek us out for abuse. They can't see us. They can't find us. And they go elsewhere for that. So that's what happens when we change dramatically. And that's what I want for you. One of the things that I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be taking this next call too. One of the things that we're going to be doing in the program is discovering our core, the core part of who we are. When we discover our core, who we really are, and this is really associated with our purpose, which we did a little bit of on day two, but this is much, much deeper. When you find what your core is, everything else just falls away. Nothing else matters, because we know that when we're in our core, we are following the laws of our universe. We are following the truth of who we are, and nothing on the outside world can stop that truth. Nothing. And so that's one of the things that we're going to be doing. It is, man, it changes everything. It changes the whole game. And it moves questions like, why can't I, or how? Those questions don't even become part of the equation any longer. Because all the answers are, it's all answered when you know who you are at your core. So we're going to be doing a very profound process about showing you your core, the core of who you are. Isn't that exciting? So watch for that once you join the Feel Better Mastery. Again, it's feelbettermastery.com. Or click the purple buttons that are on the pages there, okay? Feelbettermastery.com, or click the purple buttons there, and I'll get you there. Okay, we're going to our next person, and it looks like it might be British Columbia. Last four digits are, 0695, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, who's that?
Hi, this is Ingrid.
Ingrid?
Yes.
Hey, Ingrid, how can I help you?
Well, I'm just amazed that you called my number, so I'm very, very happy about that.
Yeah, happy to support you, love.
Yeah. I sort of feel like your first caller, in that I felt for a long time that I'm on the verge of fully becoming my true self. And, but there are things that are stopping me.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're childhood beliefs and, you know, and I look into them, and that's a process. So I've been doing work for quite a while with this. But it's just that sense of being on the verge. And not knowing, you know, what I would do, and running into a lot of things in the outside world that are problematic.
Right.
So financial and other. So okay. I sometimes feel like I could burst.
In what way? In a good way or?
Good way.
Yeah.
And yet then I'm back in the same old track for a little while. Maybe not quite the same old, and then I see it more clearly.
Yes. Well, there you go. I think that's a really good distinction to remember, is that you can see it more clearly. So it's not a trap. That was a really good catch.
Uh-huh.
That was a really good catch, Avard, that you can see how you're seeing things and change that moment to say, oh, wait, it's not a trap. That's a belief. It's actually just showing me a new way to see things. Right? That's it.
Okay.
That's all that's happening.
Yeah.
Life is showing up to provide an instance where you go, wait a minute. I don't like that.
Right?
Wait a minute. That's not who I am. Wait a minute. That's not a reflection of my core. Wait a minute. And in that moment of wait a minute, you are making a new choice. And in that moment of new choice, you are creating a new possibility, a new state of mind. that can create something far different than it could in the previous state of mind. So that moment of, wait a minute, that's not who I am. Wait a minute, I'm going to use this. I'm going to go to the neuropathway gym. I'm going to use this and use this as a point of resistance to push against, to grow the new me, the new state of mind stronger. That alone can change everything.
Uh-huh.
Does that feel true?
Yes, it does. I feel it in my body.
Yeah, it's really, it's way more powerful than you realized until this moment. And now that you know this, you can now use it even more strongly because it is the point of transformation that changes the dynamics of everything in your field of being.
And it's so simple. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Well, you know, it's that whole notion of Occam's razor, you know, that's a term in physics that they've come up with. The simplest solution is usually the right one. And
uh-huh.
The challenge with all of this work is that all of this is super simple.
Yeah.
And yet, because of the things that the many, many beliefs, the many coping mechanisms that we created in the moment of trauma, the moment of upset, an upsetting event that happened in childhood, that created a repressed emotion that got held in what I called the walnut, right? The
yeah.
emotion is held in that hard-coated walnut so that we are protected from the emotion which could shatter our psyche. And in that moment of protecting and repressing the emotion and protecting ourselves from it, we created a set of beliefs and a set of coping mechanisms to make sure that we avoid that emotion at all costs.
Yeah.
And so we move into that cycle, avoid, avoid, avoid. And the crazy, wild gyrations that our mind take to avoid that moment from the past is remarkable. And so, so now we can use those moments of avoidance to say, wait a minute. I don't want to avoid anymore. I don't want to repress this anymore. I'm moving into a new place. What happened when I was 7 will never happen again. It won't. It stopped when I was 7, or it stopped when I was 12, 17, whatever it was.
Yep.
It stopped. And yet we're still living that moment for the rest of our lives, and we don't have to now.
Right.
We can use the moment to say, wait a minute, that's not who I am, and go into the new neural pathway.
There's a part of me that knows that. That's yep. part of the being on the verge, you know?
Yes, yes. Like, and tap into that part right now. Right now, tap into that part. What does it feel like?
Feels strong.
Yeah. So you just grew that part.
Uh-huh.
So that was a belief. The part of me can get it, but it's not true. The part of you that can get it just got it. And it grew stronger by noticing it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's great. I've felt my whole body so much more relaxed now, too.
Yes. Yes, so feel that relaxed part of you. Tap into that. Tap into that relaxed part. That's it. What does that feel like?
Peaceful, and there's some nice, gentle joy.
Oh, gentle joy. I like that. I like that. What does gentle joy feel like?
There's contentment.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Which, for me, when I experience that, I know is presence, so I'm fully here.
Yes. And what does fully here feel like?
Literally full, like there's a fullness.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And in that fullness, beautiful Avrid, it's who you are. You're there.
Yeah.
And in that fullness, you're creating a new vibrational ripple in your field of being. And in that fullness, it creates something on the web of humanity. Does that feel true?
Oh, yes.
So when we move into these love energies, they're about 1,000 times greater than the hate energies. 1,000 times greater than the quote unquote evil energies.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have, that's why the 10% could change the whole thing. And you're one of the 10%.
Uh-huh.
Are you joining me for the Feel Better Mastery?
Well, I, on the verge.
Tell me what the hesitation is. I'm just curious.
I have signed up for another course a little over a week ago, and there's a lot all of a sudden coming up in my external life.
Right.
And the other course is a major commitment.
Yes.
And so I managed to do the starting part, and I keep sort of doing the starting part and doing a little bit more, but not doing what I need to do. So my concern is time.
Yes. Okay, so let me address that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you'll hear in the testimonials, too, is there's this magic that happens where we warp time. What happens is it complements everything else you're doing and supports everything else you're doing. So this is not one of those courses that you have to take, that you feel obligated to take. It's a course that your soul says, oh, my God, I've got to do the next one because it's going to help me with every other part of my life. So what that means is that the Feel Better Mastery will show up right in the exact moment. I promise I've heard this over and over again. Right in that moment where you're having trouble starting this other program, it will show you the part of you that's ready to change the dynamic of how you're interacting even with that other course so that you can take it with a level of grace and ease that is different now.
You know, I actually have been sensing that.
Yes.
Because my first answer to you as I've been doing the 5-day Feel Better was like, no, I can't do this. No,
yes.
I don't have the time to do this. Oh, look, this other thing's happening, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I was feeling when you came on this morning that these might be complementary.
Absolutely. I mean, that's probably what's been so cool. I didn't even know this until people told me, honestly. You know, a lot of the magic that other people come up with are just they come through and then afterwards they claim it. So I'll claim it. I intentionally created it so that we would warp time, but that's not true. But it's what happens. So what happens is this is one of those programs that fits into everyone's life in this really cool, magical way so that it supports you whatever you're going through. So think about the Feel Better Mastery. It isn't dessert. It's the thing that cleans the palate between all the different parts of the meal.
Uh-huh.
It's the amuse-bouche that makes everything else better.
Yeah, yeah, the sorbet.
So don't wait for the Feel Better Mastery to be the dessert once you're finished everything else.
Right.
Take it as you're starting your salad. Take it before you start your salad. It'll help with the digestive process. Take it right afterwards to clean the palate before you take this next course. Take it when you think you don't have time. Because it will make time, I promise you. You'll be in such a different space that your life will magically have the time to do it. Take it if you think you don't need it, but you'll like it.
Right.
Because you'll hear from the testimonials, you know, people take a course and they're like, I don't have any stress. And yet,
uh-huh.
Oh, my God, it changed everything. I took a course on prosperity and my relationship got better. Right? So
yeah.
So take it because you don't have time.
Uh-huh.
Take it because you can't afford it.
Got it. Got it.
Good. Oh, my God. I'm feeling you in it now, and I'm feeling the expansion in this other course. It will allow you to do, to do this other program much better.
Uh-huh. Yes. I think the word you used before was ease. And that's my sense now.
It will create an ease.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Everett. It's been delightful talking to you. I'm so excited to play with you more. And every single show, I open up the lines. Of course, it's going to be a much more intimate group than that's here today. So I look forward to talking to you again through the Feel Better Mastery course.
Thank you. And just to clarify, my name is Ingrid.
Ingrid. Oh, my God. That must have been that time in Egypt we had.
Probably. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ingrid. And Ingrid, would you pick a number from 1 to 47?
2.
Number 2. Okay, awesome. Thank you, love.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Well, that was funny, Ingrid. Okay, I think I did it well now. There we go. I'm going to play some more testimonials for you to so you guys get an idea of what to expect in this program. Here we go. I get that one. I'll do this one.
I recently took one of Jennifer's programs, Stress Relief. I thought that it was really interesting because my initial thought was that I don't really carry stress, and so I didn't kind of really feel like I needed to release stress, but I felt compelled to sign up for the program, and I did. And wow, I had no idea of the depth to which stress kind of stays in our bodies, even in a lot of little ways, and how much of a benefit it was to me getting into that program. There was so much releasing and it brought up a lot of stuff, and I, you know, could really feel the difference in my body, and I felt so much lighter when I finished it. So it's just one of the several programs of Jennifer's that I was involved with that had a profound impact on my well-being. So thank you, Jennifer, for everything that you do and for constantly bringing these programs to us that we can use to better our lives. I just feel immense gratitude towards you for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. And here's one more. This is kind of a fun one.
Before Jennifer's program, I was feeling really stuck about inviting new relationship into my life, specifically a male partner. I would only just talk about it. But the program that I signed up for with Jennifer was really about handling stress. But what I found happened after Jennifer's program was that a man did come into my life. And I was doing the program at that time. And I found that Jennifer's program somehow mysteriously supported me in being able to say yes to continue seeing this person, to opening up my heart and my time and my space to be with this person, which is really miraculous for me. I truly don't understand how Jennifer does the magic, but that is exactly what happened, and I was very, very grateful for. And Jennifer is someone that I feel absolutely safe with and cared about in every program I've taken with her, and I feel a great sense of trust in Jennifer. I am always excited to hear what she is going to do next, and I do everything that I can. And one of the things that I appreciate and respect about Jennifer is that she's someone that walks her talk. She really isn't just saying the words. She's really living what it is that she's saying, and I really value that. And so it's with joy that I share these things with you in support of Jennifer. She's absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was fun. So feelbettermastery.com if you're ready to join me. And I loved what we shared with who I formerly known as Averid, Ingrid. I got Averid from, I don't know. But I loved that I got a chance to share how this will complement every part of your life. So if you're feeling like you can't afford it, there's a for pay on there. Don't let that stop you. You can pay over 4 months. If you're feeling like you've got too much on your plate right now, it will lessen what's on your plate. I promise you, it will fit in and allow there to be more space for you to get more done. Isn't that cool? And if you're feeling like you got a lot of the 5-day Feel Better Challenge, you won't even believe where we're going next with this. It's so much more than I could possibly do in the 5-day challenge. We're going into advanced quantum levels here, and just the fact that you're going to experience your core, it changes the dynamics of everything. So that's the feelbettermastery.com. The registration is the purple button on the listening salon, or you can go to feelbettermastery.com and Also, it's being posted in the comments there, the link. So do check it out, and I would love for you to join me. It starts on Tuesday. It's all ending tomorrow. We're shutting this thing down. So I hope you do join me. I'm going to be doing more testimonials in a moment, but we're going to get to the calls now. Oh, shoot. It looks like I lost the call. It was, number two. No, I didn't. Okay, we're going to California. The last four digits are 7112. 7112. You're on the air.
Oh, my God, that's me.
Who's that?
My name is Chantal.
Chantal?
Yes.
Chantal?
So I just finished brushing my teeth.
Good. I was going to talk to you about your breath, but I'm so glad you brushed your teeth. I feel much better now. Welcome, Chantal. How can I support you, my love?
I just feel like I'm in a doo-doo place right now. I'm 49. I was just thinking, this is what I've done with my life. And I've been dealing with so many financial challenges. And, you know, many years ago, I took the time to go to university, get a bachelor's degree in translation. And here I am working as a nanny. And I feel so unnurtured by my work. And the biggest challenge I have is I'm tired of feeling like I'm a slave to the monetary system. Mm-hmm. And everything that I've done to improve my financial situation has failed. And I'm just like, what am I doing in this world?
Yeah.
I know I'm here for a greater reason than this. I can't keep going like this.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Yeah.
Life has to be better than this. Or God, if that's what I'm supposed to do, please take me out of here.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry. I don't mean
to. No, don't apologize. It's okay. I'm really glad you're being really real and authentic. And I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I get it. I get that. I've been there, sister. I've been right there. Seriously, this is what it looks like. And then you do something else and it doesn't work. You do something else and it doesn't work. It's like, what the frig?
Part
of the challenge of, and I've been right there with you. So I want you to know that I don't know what it feels like to be you, but I've been in your shoes several times. So I get it.
Yeah.
I know how hard it is, and I'm so freaking sorry. And what I'm going to tell you is going to be powerful, but sometimes our minds find it difficult. Okay? So I'm going to warn you. Your mind might say, F you, to me. And that's okay. I can take it. So your mind is in a place of doing because you feel like you're painted into a corner. Okay? When we feel like we've done everything, we've tried everything, it's literally we've painted the floor and there we are right in a corner with only our feet there and there's no other choices, right?
Right.
When we are in a place with no choice, we are in a prison.
Yes.
When there is no choice in front of us, we are in a prison and it is devastating. And when we get this voice and we say things like, this has to get better, stop or take me out. Unfortunately, that is the place that creates more of the same.
Right.
Okay. And it's understandable why we get there. I get it. I've been there very recently. The difference is that I go there and I immediately say, wait a minute. I know, and you've already said it, I know there's more for me. I know that there's something I can be doing that serves me as it serves others. Now, unfortunately, there are many, many, many on this planet right now who are genuinely good people who've been trying for a long time and are really, really frustrated right now. And there's a reason why. It's because we were in a state of doing based on cultural norms. We're in a state of doing based on something a coach told us to do. We're in a state of doing based on what the media has been telling us. Work hard, work hard, and you'll be rewarded. Okay? That whole paradigm is actually wrong. It's not about working hard to be rewarded. It's not about this notion of being deserving because I'm a good person. That is not how it works at all. How it works is we believe in who we are so profoundly that the universe must change around that belief.
Right.
And a challenge with you, beautiful, what was your name again?
Chantal.
I didn't know that. The challenge with you, Chantal, is you don't believe that.
I'm having a hard time. I know I need to change my beliefs.
Yeah, it's your mind can't change it. That's the problem. Your mind can't change it. So when you believe what is true about you, when you believe it, everything will change. When you believe that you are really a genuinely beautiful person, a good person, I mean, you're not only a good person, but almost everyone here is the same. You all have big, powerful vision, heart, and purpose. Big, not small, big. Is that true?
Yeah.
And that's
that's
why it's so hard right now, because you know that you're so much bigger than your circumstances.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I have a good heart. I know I'm a good person.
Yes.
I do what I do.
Yes. I've been feeling the same way. I mean, even through the Feel Better Challenge, not as many people joined as I would have wanted to. You know, and I was, I'm flummoxed. And yet I'm like, no, I trust this situation. You know, I've got some people that are showing up now to say, I can help you get more people in. I'm like, okay. And it wouldn't have happened if this had been enormous, right? I mean, it's good, but it's not as big as I would like it to be. And again, that's all my mind. And that's all that's happening here. And so if I say, wait a minute, I'm not being stopped. I'm not being painted a corner. I'm just being shown a slight angle of course correction. That's the word.
Okay.
Course correction.
Okay.
I'm just being shown that there's a little course correction. And if I do that course correction and arrive somewhere and it's still not exactly what my mind thinks it should be, we go, wait a minute. That's my mind. That's not the truth. I know that divine support is here for me. I know that divine supply is always here for me. And I know that you believe that. I know you believe that. That's true,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
so now you're in this place, and instead of saying, I did it wrong again, oh my God, I can't believe it, take me out. Instead of saying that, which is understandable, by the way, I'm not making fun of you. I get it.
No, I know.
I get it. So instead of saying, oh my God, take me out, instead you say, okay, I need a course correction. I'm in the gap. I'm in God's area of preparation. I'm in a place where I need to make changes. I need to believe in who I am way, way more than I have been. And I need to make changes. And so I'm going to course correct from here, knowing that the next step might be what I've been seeking, but it might not be.
Okay.
Right? There is no destination. There is no there. There is no cure. There's just this remarkable journey that, and the dynamics change with every change we make. And sometimes it's just a series of steps. We have to go to the next step and the next step and the next step and the next step. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm there. Oh my gosh, look at my life. Wow, my life. And then you've arrived and you don't stop. And then you go, oh my gosh. So we've got lots of people on here who had a lot of abundance and so on. And I'm one of them who had a lot of abundance and it's not as abundant now. And I'm like, it's showing me, wait a minute, I say, wait a minute. I know that I'm not being punished. I know that I'm not even deserving because, of course, I'm deserving. It's just who I am. It's not that I have to do something in order to get something. It's just I'm on this amazing journey. So something's up. Oh, my gosh. life is pushing me into something different so that I'm going to be at a different vibrational resonance to create something brand new that my mind can never imagine. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does.
Okay, so already the vibrational field is changing. What are you feeling now, Chantel? Yeah, it's okay.
I feel some hope. I feel some hope.
Yes. Okay, good. Now, I want you to know that those tears are just relief. And just say to yourself, just tears, no story. Just tears, no story.
Yes.
And you finally move into hope. So it's really cool. I'm crying with you, my love. It's really exciting. I'm right there crying with you as the hope expands. And what's happening now as the hope expands, if we go back to that metaphor of the paint just dried, and you're no longer in a corner. You now have choices. You're in command of your brilliant journey, my love. You are in command, and you are strong, sister. You are strong. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm strong.
You are strong. And that all these little things are not obstacles. They're just pointing you in a direction that your mind is unwilling to go. That's it.
Okay.
Seeming obstacles are just an arrow pointing you in a different direction. These seeming obstacles are just a place for gentle, loving course correction. That's it. Okay?
Okay.
And when you get to that place where you're saying, take me out, that is the moment to do a spontaneous transformation on the little one. That's
okay.
The moment to do a deeper healing or a deeper meditation or a deeper journey. When you get to that moment, it's actually just the point of resistance that's here for you, telling you there's a part of you that's ready to heal.
Yes.
Are you joining the program?
Yes, I will.
I'm so happy. Because this is going to be a game changer for you, sweetie. You are right on the precipice of really getting this. So you will never, ever, 5 weeks from now, you will not be saying, please take me out. And if you do, you'll giggle immediately afterwards.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
I love you. You're doing fantastic.
Thank you.
I want to tell you how powerful you are, sweetheart. That
there
are four. There are almost 50 hands that are raised. One in is really good odds. That's how powerful you are.
I just ask Archangel Michael to help me out.
Archangel Michael's my man, so he tapped me on the shoulder and took that number, or tapped Ingrid on the shoulder. Also known as Abrid. Just kidding. Archangel Michael tapped her on the shoulder and said, Tick Chantel, that's how powerful you are. You see this? There is evidence here.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, man, what a great, I love and enjoyed talking with you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Chantel, will you pick our next person? 1 to 48.
14.
14. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, we're going to caller number 14. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to have Chantel in the program. So excited to have all you in the program. Like, for gosh sakes, join. Join me. It's like, I'm always curious as to, you know, it's such a powerful program. And that part of you that is just even considering it and not moving on to the yes, I'm just curious, you know, what is that part of you that wants to say painted in that corner? Anyway, so let me play another little testimonial here. And I did that one. Okay, so we're going to do Cheryl here.
Over the past 3 years, I have participated in a number of Jennifer McLean's workshops, webinars, and monthly prayer circles that are all such a blessing. I can definitely say, as a result, I am more centered, balanced, healthier, happier, stronger, and higher vibrating than I ever thought possible. Time and time again, her sense of humor, insight, experiences, techniques have assisted me in dealing with day-to-day life experiences. Jennifer's laughter alone lightens up and brightens up any day, no matter your circumstance. Heartfelt gratitude, Jennifer, for all you've done for me and the multitudes of others. You have assisted in so many ways with our shift of to unconditional love and experiencing heaven here on earth. Love, peace, and light. Cheryl Loney.
Thanks, Cheryl. And this is kind of cool. This is a doctor and a professor. She's also a
Buddhist. Hi, my name is Dr. Kim, and I'm a professor as well as a nationally certified grief counselor. And I've been working with Jennifer for a number of years, and I recommend her programs wholeheartedly. I've done many of them myself, and I especially value the spontaneous transformation technique, which is a gentle way to release the grip the past has on us, that while we may not know exactly what it is, using Jennifer's technique, we can be more free to live life fully, completely, wholeheartedly. And if that's what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. I highly recommend Jennifer and all her programs. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kim. That's awesome. So I hope you guys are considering joining me on the Feel Better Mastery. That's feelbettermastery.com. There's links throughout. You can see the one that says Jennifer McLean. There's links throughout. You can also click on the purple button if you're in the listening salon. That'll take you right to the order form, and you can register now. We're starting on Tuesday. Fun, huh? I also want to mention that this will be the last time I do one of these live. So this will be your last chance to take this. I don't know, you know, never say never, but I'm hearing like it's going to be probably 5 years or so that I'll do something like this. I'm going to be focusing my attention in slightly different directions, focusing on the practitioners who are registered and training in this spontaneous transformation technique system. You can actually learn how to do it. I'm going to be focused on my new album that's coming out, my music album. And I'm also going to be focusing on writing some new books. I've got a fiction book and a regular book that'll be coming out. I'm working with a literary agent right now to create that. So that's where my focus is going for the time being. So these courses are big, wonderful. I love them. But they're a big time sink for me. So this will be the last one. So I hope you'll join me for this. And that's feelbettermastery.com. Okay, we're going to, looks like Illinois. Last four digits are 1957, and you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Who's that?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What can I do for you?
Well, I will tell you one thing. I found a cute little hooded sweatshirt, and on the back it says, warning, we are changing the world.
Warning, warning, we're changing the world. That's great.
I have begun to notice that things that I think are limiting to me seem to be showing up more and more, and I seem to want to focus on them and go, see, you missed that up. Shouldn't have done it that way. And then I go, no, it's just showing up because I'm ready to walk away from it, let it go, and change.
Right. Good. 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 So there's a part of, so what's happening is that you're playing that game a little bit more in your mind than in your heart. So if you could play that beautiful kind of dynamics more from the heart, you'll see a greater transformation. And what I mean is that the mind that is creating all of this is not the mind that can change it. The energy comes from our heart's connection to our soul, and the mind is part of that dynamic now. So this is really, really powerful, by the way. Thank you, Kathy. So really, really cool for me to do a quick teaching moment about this. So when we are moving into this new dynamic of going to the neural pathway gym, which is really what you're describing, using what shows up and say, nope, that's not it. I'm moving into something different. There is a subtlety of doing it from your heart. And I'm realizing that When our mind does it, it's good because the mind, it means the mind's on board. So it's not a bad thing. But the subtleties, and again, this is the more subtle movement. This is the more advanced stuff that I'll be talking about more in the Feel Better Mastery. And that is that moving the subtlety of that dance of consciousness into a heart orientation. So let's just play with that right now. Think of something that's happened. The rest of you do the same. Think of something that's happened recently where you did this dance of, wait a minute, that's here for me. I know it's supporting me in some way, even though I don't understand what it is. I know it's here for me. What is it, Kathy? What was the thing that happened? Is it okay if you share it?
Well, I'm getting frustrated at work because of the volume of work. And it's like, I sit there and go, this isn't fair. Why is this happening to me? Why can't I? And it's like,
got it. Got it. And then what do? Then what's the process?
Well, usually I just go, wait.
You just what?
I usually go, wait in my head, and I go, I like this. I like to play in what I'm doing. Let's just focus on the play. I'm not going to focus on the why does this seem to be happening to me?
Good. Very, very good. Okay, let's take that even deeper then. All right, so that was very good. It's like, I actually like this work. I'm going to just focus on this as play. So the game just got a little more intense, essentially, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So now you're no longer a victim, which is good. So let's take it even deeper. So in that moment where you've changed your mind, which is powerful, again, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be doing in Feel Better Mastery. We're going to take that moment and go even deeper with it so it has, if you will, hooks for your hat to hang, your hat of consciousness to hang on, okay? So let's go into the heart, into the sacred chamber. So everyone just take a moment and take a nice deep breath with me. Make a sound on the exhale. That's it. And now we're going to go into the very center of our brain, right in the middle there. And as we go into the center point of our brain, you're going to see an elevator there. And if you know anatomy, it's where the pineal gland is. And there's an elevator right there. And we're going to hop on the elevator and take it down. And so the elevator closes and we press the button that says to sacred chamber. And the elevator starts conveying us down, down, down. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's it. Beautiful. And then it eventually gets to this place where it starts going through wormholes. So it goes up and down and sideways because it's going through different wormholes because it's going to a different a dimension of being. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. That's it. And now it eventually comes to a standstill and we walk inside. And we walk inside our sacred chamber and we notice that the still point that we were seeking is just simply here. That we are embraced and embodying, feeling it, marinating it in the beautiful, neutral still point of the pure love of our divine soul. And for those of you who are having any kind of challenge with that, just have an inkling that you're there. Just an inkling. And feel yourself in this beautiful place. That's it. And this beautiful place that feels like it's support, that feels like it's honoring you, that feels like it's loving you. That's it. Beautiful. And now from here, let's take that thing that you were just thinking about and how you did unwind it slightly. And now let's go into the sacred, let's bring it into the sacred chamber here, into this remarkable still point, this miraculous place of no conditions, no expectations, no attachments. And we bring that thing that you've been wanting to change. So the volume of work now, and you're going to bring that same notion with it too, which is this is play. I'm going to play with this, but we bring it into a deeper place. We bring it into the sacred chamber. So bring it into that sacred chamber, Kathy.
Okay.
And now as you stand in the sacred chamber where there's no other thing here, there's no conditions, no attachments, no doing to get, there's just you and playing with your job. What does it feel like here?
Well, to me, the job feels now light.
life.
And it is play.
That's right. That's right. And now it's like a deeper play. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So now you, as you start playing with your work, even playing with the volume, they just showed me that what's her name? The redheaded comedian from the 50s and 60s.
Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball. They just showed me her at the chocolate factory with the, you know, with all the chocolates going faster and faster, and how hysterical that was. That feels like what's happening to you, right? So so now it's just pure fun, raucous fun. Okay, so there's the energy. There's a lightness there. Now, as you're standing in this lightness, it's as if the veils have thinned and you can see more of what's happening here, that there is a course correction that might be here for you. Does that feel true?
Ooh, okay.
So the veils have thinned. You're now moving into the dance of play with this, which has opened up the space for more information to be revealed. It's as if the curtains have fallen down. You can see behind the curtains now, and that there's more going on than just the volume of work. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. And so it feels like there might even be some new ideas and solutions and course corrections here. Is that true? That are revealing themselves to you in this moment.
That could possibly be happening.
Yeah.
I don't think mentally I'm ready to deal with it, but.
Yes, because it feels like it's giving you a nudge.
I can.
I'm sorry, say that again. I was interrupting you. I apologize. Say that again.
But in this chamber, I can.
Yes, that's correct. So I suspect it's telling you something that you didn't really want to hear, which is something different is coming into your life right now. And the volume is just a nudge to do a course correction into that something that's slightly different than what you've been doing. Is that true?
That would be very interesting.
Challenges with many of us is that we are in something that we're ready to move on from. Many of us are. And we don't want to. We don't want to. We're hanging on, you know, to the old way by our fingertips. And we don't want to change because it's known. It's easy. It's known. And I don't want to change. Well, you created a desire at some point in time, an intention for something different, likely at the nudge of your soul. Your soul intention is saying, oh, this is the time that we decided we would be moving on and doing something slightly different. And you're like, your mind is saying, no, this is comfortable. This is good enough. I'm fine here. But I love, you know, Kathy, as everyone else who's listening knows, that you are a catalyst. You're a catalyst for change and on this planet at this time. And all of us are being nudged to an expansion that's actually going to be so much better for us as it's also going to be better for everyone else on the planet. So we are being nudged into an expansion, and it can be uncomfortable, especially when our mind has decided, this is where I'm staying. The mind doesn't know. The heart knows. The soul knows. And the soul is saying, there's more. And our mind is saying, no. The soul is saying, yeah, but there's more. And our mind is saying, no. But the soul is in charge. So the soul is going to make it happen whether our mind agrees or not. And so if we can move into a new vibration with all of this, where the soul is saying, okay, the soul is saying now, and the mind can say, oh, okay, that creates a grace and an ease that is way different than when our mind is fighting our soul's journey. That's where resistance shows up. And that's where the soul uses resistance to make us change into what was decided long before we came here. Does that make sense?
Yes.
There's a beautiful unwinding that's happening here, a wonderful healing that's happening here for everyone as we consider that, as our mind starts to chew on it and say, oh, right, okay. And the mind knows at some level that the soul is in charge and that the soul has the absolute best plan, way better than the mind can ever imagine. The mind knows this, And when the soul has been kind of vacated because the heart's been vacated and it's had to take over, it has a lot of resistance to letting the heart take back over again because it doesn't trust it. Because the heart got abandoned and abandoned the mind to do this job it wasn't designed to do. So there's this, sometimes this little conflict until it smooths over, until there's more evidence for the mind to see that things are changing in a really interesting and unique way. And that even uncanny resistance may show up to show us that it doesn't matter, to move us into a place of such trust and allow us to then make a course correction from that place. If we are fighting to not get it, to say no, the mind is fighting to say, no, I know better, then the course correction can't happen, which will create more of the same. So life is here providing us an opportunity to create a course correction. And that's the deeper truth of that beautiful place you started at, Kathy, which is, no, wait a minute, this is play. And now taking it to this much deeper place of, oh, wait a minute, that was good to move it into play, but there's more afoot here. And now I'm more open to what's possible. Does that feel true?
And that's what I think I'm telling myself is, hey, that's from the past. Let it go. We can, stop clinging to that as something.
That's
Let
right.
it go. Step forward.
That's right.
See where it's heading.
That's right. And no, there's a little more conscious awareness of just that little process we did. That there is more, there's something happening here that's calling you into something more. Does that feel true?
I have an idea of something, and yeah. I don't know if it will ever happen, but...
I know, but this is the point.
Huge. It's huge in my mind.
I know.
It's overwhelming, but...
I know, but this is the point. The universe is calling you to this, and that's why these things show up. They show up to get our attention to have this moment. And you're using it in a really cool way to change the dynamics and say, wait, that's from the past. My reaction is from the past. And this is what I'm talking about with the Feel Better program. Not only will you be able to do that, which is powerful and changes the dynamic of the field, but we'll be able to use it to go way deeper to understand and prepare ourselves for what's next. Prepare ourselves not only to change the dynamic of how we think about it, but to actually create a place where the new can actually physically land. And that's why I keep saying this is the quantum more advanced program for that reason. Are you joining me, Kathy?
I read about it about an hour ago or two. Well, now depending on an hour before this started. And I'm going, I gravitate towards your program than anything else.
That's fantastic. So that's a really cool point, which is, there's a clear yes or a no for all of you. If there's a gravitation towards it, that's your soul saying, it's time. Go for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm 99% sure I'm signing up later this afternoon or tomorrow morning. So.
I would love to play with you in this program, Kathy. I think that huge thing is actually when you open up the place, the frequency of possibility within you for that huge thing, it's just not going to be as huge because you'll be at the same vibration with it. And things flow gently and beautifully and graceful when you're in that vibrational match.
Good.
And I would love to help you with that.
I probably won't be able to attend many live, but.
Yeah, that's okay. The replays are equally as powerful.
Yeah, I know.
What happens in my programs too, especially for those who can't join live, is there's a Facebook group that's just for this program, for those who are in the program. And also on all of the calls, there's the Q&A form. And so people ask their questions who can't come in advance, and I answer them. So you can always ask in Facebook, and I address it there, and I address it. So even if you're not live, you can ask the questions, and I'll address your questions in the program.
Very good. Well, I'll fill in with that.
I'd love to see you there, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So if you could pick a number from 1 to 49?
4.
4. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, we're going to call a number 4. Okay, cool. So, yeah, that was a really cool piece of it, which is even if you can't attend live, it's okay. There's going to be lots and lots of ways to answer your questions so that you will be kind of participating live. So I'm going to go ahead and play a few more little testimonials here for you to get an idea of what people experience when they're in my programs. Oh, man, my eyes here. All right, glasses. Okay, let's do this one.
The spontaneous transformation technique is a quick and easy way to access trauma and often living it and unwind core beliefs that we don't even know we have. And as a professional nurse and hypnotherapist, I've done a lot of other work, and this is by far the quickest and easiest and feel good. I've listened to Jennifer's recordings since the 21 days, and every morning my commute to work is 40 minutes, and I listen to re-record and get new things from each one. So she's really great, and so is this SST. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And then we're going to go one more here.
Jennifer has taken me from stuck position after working on myself for just like forever into beliefs that have been blocking me and holding me back in a way of gently unwinding the beliefs and just becoming aware of them and your feelings behind them. And it's such a gentle way that she does it with fun and laughter and a good, loving environment for you to work with to get these beliefs unwound and just help as it vibrates out into the rest of my world. It's just been phenomenal and helped me so much. And when she says she taps you on the shoulder, so true. Such a great energy that she has, that she just can work with you and bring this out into your awareness. And so happy that I found these programs, and they really have been like keys for me, and it's just like one after the other, and it's when you think you're done, there's more, and everything just comes together, and all the healing modalities that you might be using all just work together with this and complement each other with Jennifer's work. Unbelievable. Very powerful. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I look forward to continuing on with working with Jennifer. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What's kind of exciting is that, and I was sharing that before, with whatever else you're doing in your life, this program complements it. So whatever the modality you've used, it complements it. Whatever area of your life that you're thinking, I can't do this because, it will actually open up that area so that you can do it. Any other program you're taking and say, I can't do this and that, this program will support you in doing that other program even better. I like that analogy I came up with earlier about this is the palate cleanser between everything in your life. So this opens up the digestive tract to digest anything that you're happening. This opens up the capacity to warp time and do more, to be more productive. These are the things that we're going to be playing with even deeper. And again, taking it to the quantum. So taking just the subtle changes the beautiful big changes that happen during the Feel Better Mastery, and taking it to a whole nother quantum level. By the end of these 5 weeks, you will look back on this time and say, wow, I had no idea that those things were stuck, that I needed to change those things, and they changed. Moving into a different dynamic and be like Kat Fink, where she not only cured, not only completely released fibromyalgia, but also went from 4 figures to 6 figures. How exciting is that? So these are the things that are possible when you join the Feel Better Mastery program, and that's feelbettermastery.com. Okay, we're going to go to another call here. Caller number 4, Sadie, baby, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Sadie.
Wow. Thank you for choosing me. You caught me off guard.
Good. Off guard is a great place to be.
Time to be on guard. No, I'm kidding.
How can I help you, honey?
I've been in pain for such a long time. Mm-hmm. I just can't, no matter what I do, and that's probably me stopping me because I'm set that I have to be in pain. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, you know what? That's a really interesting statement, because that is likely a new statement. I don't know if it is or not, but there's some truth to it. But the way that you're saying that statement is also kind of throwing your shoulders up and saying that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm creating this. Okay, I get it, but I must be addicted to creating the pain, blah, blah, blah. So that is, it's good that you're noticing it. But again, it's kind of like what we've been talking about. It's time to take it to a new level. It's time to take it from, I understand the concept that I'm creating my reality, and then punishing ourselves by creating our reality. To a different state where it is like, I understand that I'm creating my reality, but I don't understand why. I don't understand the things that are deep in my subconscious that have been creating this. I don't quite understand it. So, Sadie, tell me when the pain first started. What was happening? How long ago?
2007, 2008, after a car wreck.
Right. Okay, good. So you were in my dreams last night. I knew that we were going to talk. I actually saw it, and I saw the car accident, and I'm so sorry. And I want you to notice, let's bring ourselves, not. I don't want you to go into the memory. I just want you to go into the emotion of the moment. So anyone who's had chronic physical pain, I want you to go back to the emotion, not the event. We don't need to relive these events anymore. That's not helpful. But I want you to go into the memory of the emotion of the moment. I want you to think, what was the thought you had right before the accident? Just pretend that you can access that, and the rest of you do the same. Or something that happened to your life that was damaging. I'm talking to the rest of them. Think of the thought that happened just before it happened. What was the thought that was there?
I was in an argument on a speakerphone with a friend.
Yep.
And then the crash.
Got it. What was the argument about?
I don't even remember.
Okay, so think of the emotion that was behind the argument. What were you feeling?
Anger.
Good. So anger. And what was underneath the anger? Is there any other emotion there?
Maybe betrayal.
Betrayal. There it is. Good. Okay. Very, very good. So there's already an unwinding happening just from knowing that anger and betrayal is behind the pain. Okay?
Yes.
Knowing that. There's an opening that's happening. I don't know if you can feel that.
I do.
Yes, good. Okay, so let's go deeper and let's embody the observer, which you were. You were the observer just a moment ago, observing the you that had the accident. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, good. So really embody that observer, and the rest of you do the same. What does it feel like to be an observer? What's it feel like to be in a state of neutral? Kind of just describe it to yourself. And again, we're shining the light of consciousness on it so that it will awaken even more. What does it feel like to be in a state of neutral?
It didn't happen.
Right. Right. It reminds me, it's like it didn't matter in a way.
Right.
Right. Good. So even against uncanny resistance, it doesn't matter when you're in that state of neutral. Beautiful. Really good thing to notice. Really powerful. Really powerful. Excellent. Okay, good. Now, as this in this state of neutral, knowing that there's anger and betrayal in that moment, you're going to bring your attention to the very first time you felt that anger and betrayal. Deep to the past, and you're going to approach the younger version of you, the very first time it happened.
13.
Okay, and what was the first time that happened at before that?
First grade, at 5 or 6.
That's it. That's the one. 5 to 6. And it's okay to remember the 13-year-old as well. Good. So there you are, 5 or 6, and you're going to bring the observer to that 5 or 6-year-old, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So as you're present with this 5 or 6-year-old, as the observer now, really being in, remember that it's very, very important to be in that observer state. So as you're present as the observer, really embodying that, you're going to bring your attention to that 5 or 6-year-old, and you're just going to say to her, and the rest of you do the same, bring your attention to that little one, and you're going to say, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you.
I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you.
And I'm here to acknowledge and support, and I'm not going anywhere.
I'm here to acknowledge and support, and I'm not going anywhere.
That's right. That's it. There's already a little shift that happens there. Does that feel true?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so you're going to say to this 5 or 6-year-old, you had really, really, really good reason to be angry, and that there's betrayal there. Is that true?
You had a really, really good reason to be angry, and there was betrayal, yes.
So of course you'd be angry.
So of course you'd be angry.
And you knew that it wasn't safe to be angry.
And you knew it wasn't safe to be angry.
So you repressed it, and that was a great strategy.
So you repressed it. Should I keep saying this, or?
Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah,
and that was a great, great strategy.
Yeah, and they're really getting this. They're like, wow, really? And it's like, yeah, because if they hadn't have repressed this emotion, it would have been safe, maybe even dangerous for some of you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was smart.
That was so smart.
Yeah, so thank you for saving him.
Thank you for saving me.
Right? Oh, my God. That was really beautiful energy. I'm feeling some tears coming on, and that's okay.
That's all right. That washes out the soul.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so we just let them now, we just encourage them in this moment to just finally express that anger, finally express the anger over the betrayal. And she gets to, I mean, of course she's going to feel that way. So she gets to express it. How is she expressing that anger?
Stamping her feet,
good.
Kicking the wall.
Absolutely. And I want to remember that, want you to remember and everyone to remember that you're the observer and they're feeling. So you're observing them feeling. And if any of you are feel like you're diving into the little one's emotions, just bring yourself back into the observer. Notice that they're the one expressing the feelings and you're the one that's there in support. And if you're still kind of diving into the emotions, just say to them, I love you so much, I'm willing to feel this with you. That's it. That's it. And that allows them to have space to be that, which is really powerful for them right now. So how is she still expressing that anger?
Kind of turned around looking at me.
Yeah, and what is she? Uh-oh. She's powerful. So whatever she needs to do to express this anger, she gets to do whatever she needs to do.
It's like I was told not to say anything, but now I can get this out.
That's right. That's right. So she gets to get it out. She gets to talk up a storm. She gets to say whatever she needs to say. She no longer has to stop this. There we go. There we go. Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And there's a powerful unwinding happening for everyone now as our little ones have a voice, finally, from this moment of repression, finally. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
That's it. Wow. That's right. Now, what's happening now is this beautiful energy is moving in. It's like a portal or a set of portals have opened, allowing the energy of love to pour in. And the love, interestingly, is them. It's them as love. It's the love that kind of got stopped along with the repression of the emotion. And so the love is starting to pour in and filling the space and embracing and loving them, if that's what they are seeing. And how is this love, how is she responding, reacting to the love?
Just spinning around in joy.
Yes, yes. And because she's starting to finally remember who she is.
Yes.
She is.
Wow.
That's it. Beautiful. That's it right there. That's it. And your dog, I don't know if your dog's responding to the energy, but it feels like they are.
There's a bunny or a squirrel outside.
Yeah, well, that bunny squirrel is responding to the energy, too. So it's all,
yeah.
It's all joyful energy. It's great. There we go. Oh, wow. Okay, so there's a beautiful resolution that just happened right there. And so we're going to, and I just want to remind her that, and she knows this already, but it's a reminder for everyone else, too, that we're not asking these little ones to change. We're not doing to get here. We are just allowing them to be, finally. Okay, good. So now we're going to ask her a question around the pain, the initial pain that fell out of the accident that came out of an argument and anger and betrayal. And then the betrayal that she felt at 5 to 7 years old, knowing all that. And then the transformation that has just happened, profound transformation, as she's feeling the joy and the power that she is in this moment around all of it. What is it that she needs now? All of you ask your little ones, what is it that you need now?
Love.
Right. So ask little Sadie, what would love feel like? Can you ask her to show you? And oftentimes our mind right now will want to figure this out and analyze it and understand it. But this is not the time for that. What we're going to do is ask the little one to show us. Ask the little one to show us. So ask your little one to show you what love would feel like, Sadie.
Balloons.
Balloons. Excellent. Excellent. Balloons. And what would balloons feel like? Ask her to show you what balloons feel like.
I'm just flying free.
Flying free. Excellent. And what's that like as you start feeling, Sadie, right now, flying free? What's that like for you?
It's like a ton of bricks have been lifted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lifted away.
That's right. That's right. So as we stand here with the bricks lifted away and you're flying free, as you're standing in that, just reflect, pretend right now that you're in your sacred chamber feeling this energy. That's it. Does that feel true? That you're in your sacred chamber now really feeling the even
more
version of this energy. You're flying free. That's it. And because of that, it's as if the veils have been, the curtain, you can see behind the curtain of all of it, of all of the steps that led to the accident, that led to the pain. You can see all of it. And you can see that there's a soul thread behind all of it that came here to understand something. I don't know what the word is. The word I'm getting is forgiveness, but I'm not sure. And it doesn't kind of matter. But just so that your mind can see that there's a thread through all of it that was here for the evolution of your soul. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Yeah. And as you see that, feel that flying free grows in strength. Does that feel true?
It's like, yeah, floating.
That's
freely.
Right. Right. So that you have cut the strings of matter and meaning. Does that feel true?
Yeah, it's like the bottle is uncorked.
That's right. And that the argument didn't matter?
It didn't matter.
The accident didn't matter?
No, it didn't.
No. What happened when you were 5 to 7, it mattered a little bit because it created a beautiful string of understanding for this exact moment.
Oh, yes.
For you to see that it really didn't matter at the end of the day.
It's time to just let it go.
To see that you are more powerful than any of it.
Oh, yes. Yes, just let it go. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. There we go. Wow. Whoa.
Oh, I feel so free. And
oh, my gosh. Wow. 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 This is really balloon energy is what they're telling me it is. I don't know.
Yeah. Floating, like holding a balloon and flying up into the sky. Wow.
It's an outside energy, and it's here for everyone, of really profound healing.
It's happiness. It's magical.
That's it. So, Sadie, you have a place to go to now. Okay, so whenever the pain shows up, you go to this place.
Oh,
you
I know
who you really are.
You I will.
Go to this place and watch the curtains drop.
I will.
And how is your pain right now?
you know, it's still there, but it's way in the background. It's not up front and present. Like it doesn't matter.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So you've had 11 years of pain. So that means that you've got probably around 11 months or so to play with this.
Yeah.
I suspect that there'll be a significant change from this day forward. But no, and again, this is part of the challenge of what many of us do in programs like this, is that we go into a program with the intention of getting rid of something. And when we don't get rid of it immediately, we dismiss everything. We throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, right?
Yep.
And so instead, what I'd like you to do is, when the pain shows up, which it likely will, because it's, you know, 11 years of chronic, which usually, you know, the formula is usually a month for every year, but it, again, that's a belief. So it doesn't have to be that. There can be grace. I've had many people that have instant pain relief forever. It's gone. It's over. You know, Kat Kim, it took her a couple of years to release the fibromyalgia using spontaneous transformation technique. For other people, it might be instantaneous. It's all good. It's all here for us. And as you've already seen behind the veil, that there's a thread that the soul intended for us to play with these things. And so now you can use this moment. And so if the pain comes back, you just say, I'm going into the balloon energy.
And blow up balloons.
Well done. Well done. Really, really well done.
Thank you. So much love. Thank you.
So, Sadie, are you joining the Feel Better Master program?
I am considering it. I have to change some scheduling things around just to make it happen, but I'm going to try to do that. I will do that.
That'd be great. And again, you know, you don't have to join in live. The recordings are just as powerful.
Oh, wow. That's another option I can look at.
Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Okay, good. You're welcome. And Sadie, would you pick a number from 1 to 46?
32.
32 it is. Thank you, Sadie.
Thank you.
We're going to caller number 32. Here we go. So, yeah, that's a really important piece, which is you don't have to join in live. You can, the recordings are just as powerful. And again, if you want to have questions for me, then you can just ask them on Facebook. And oftentimes with courses like this, even if you're watching this later and the course is done and waiting for you, if you have questions, I stay in touch with the Facebook page. I watch my notifications on Facebook and it tells me when people are asking questions. And I try to keep up with it so that even if you're taking this long after, if you have a question, I will go to the Facebook page and I'll answer your questions, okay? Or you can ask a question if it's still live, and I will incorporate that into the class. I did this one class in particular where I used all the questions during the course of it, so it's all on the recording. So that's possible. Joining live is not absolutely necessary. And I'm going to give you a few more testimonials here. Here we go. Where is that? There it is. Okay, so Jacqueline is going to share with us.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline Wilcox. Before Jennifer's program, I was always searching outside myself to make me happy, fix me, if you will. I was doing every program that I could find with no success. I thought if just the right program or person or job would come along, I would be happy and at peace. I was married for over 20 years and never really in the marriage. I thought we got a divorce because we stopped loving each other. I can't speak for him, but I now believe for me that I fell out of love with me and who I was. After Jennifer's program, I have begun to do the work on me, and I'm becoming more and more comfortable every day with who I am and who I am becoming. I no longer have to be perfect and get everything right. I used to think that everyone else got it but me. I never seem to fit in anywhere and don't have a lot of time, but even if it's 5 minutes, I go inside myself every day. When I was doing other programs, they never really clicked for me, but they led me to STT, which I am grateful for. STT has helped me to really begin to do the work on myself. Now I know it's a lifetime process, and it may sound weird, but I look forward to the issues now because when life shows up, I don't blame it on someone else. I know it is me, and I am grateful that they have brought that issue up in me so I can work on it. I now can feel myself inside. I feel all the processes I've went through, and they are beginning to heal me. Sometimes I do this kicking and screaming, but I'm moving forward. I now can be on my own without feeling lonely. I love to watch myself grow. I'm beginning to feel such strength in me, and I know there is so much more, and I will feel the true me. Jen provides a warm and loving environment for you to feel safe and able to express your true self. We are all in this together, and it's nice for me to let go and lean on someone else once in a while. Listening to everyone's story makes me realize we are not alone. I had a so-called normal life or normal childhood, but there were things that happened that made me feel that I could not express myself. And I'm now able to express myself more often and say what I am truly feeling. Not knowing who you are and just going through the motions. But I don't do that anymore. I want to feel it all. I want to express myself, the good and the bad. It's all a part of me. And I can let go of my story and be the real me. This is still a work in process, but I am getting better and better every day. And I am grateful to be going through this journey with everyone. As I wrote this, I realized how far I have come because I would never have written anything like this in the past. And I appreciate you, Jen, and am very grateful. Love you all. Bye.
Thank you, Jacqueline. That was beautiful. And that's someone who is really dancing in a new place. I mean, someone asked me a question the other day of what I'm grateful for. It was on a podcast interview. And I would surprise myself. I said something similar to Jacqueline, and she's also surprised, which is I look forward to the feedback of the universe now. I didn't before. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. I want to stay in my comfortable zone here. I don't want to change. And now I look forward to those moments of seeming upset, and they aren't anymore. You know, because part of my new jam here is I'm gaining strength and endurance by making sure that even uncanny resistance does not matter. And it only matters in a great way, which is it's showing me what's next. It's showing me what's next. And I told this person who was interviewing me, I am grateful for the things that are showing up that seem to be resistance because they're showing me what's next. They're showing me the part of me that's ready to heal and change and transform. And I want all of it. I want all of it. And I'm so appreciative that Jacqueline shared that. It's so powerful. So that's something that you can expect as well, to be in this place where you don't have to brace against life anymore, that you can move into a new possibility. You can move into a new state of being where all of it now is this part of the beautiful ride that we are on. This amazing adventure that we are on as a soul. That's what's possible for you. Are you in? Well, if you are, then join the Feel Better Mastery program. It's feelbettermastery.com. And you can also click on the purple button if you're on the listening salon and go straight to the order form. Feelbettermastery.com or click on the purple button in the listening salon if you're watching it from the listening salon. Okay, so let's go to our next one. We are going to caller number, there we are, 32. Yes. It's anonymous, so if you have raised your hand, if you could say your name out loud, if you could say your name out loud.
Hello.
Hello. That's not your name, is it? Is your name?
Oh, hello. I was sure. Yes. I'm Renata.
All right, Renata. How are you, honey?
Oh, okay. I'm good. I'm working at it.
How can I support you, love?
Okay, so I had like a big opening because I have a guidance to move, and I was praying for a long time and putting intentions, and because I don't know anyone there, and so it opened up, and so immediately when everything kind of got in place. So here I just had some food poisoning, And it also, I have a pattern of getting all these like bugs in my digestive tract. So, or I'd have bacteria, or I'll have candida, you know, and then I heal one, then the other one comes. And so they just, you know, keep going back and forth. Yes. And so now is this. So, and so I'm wondering what is going on with that, because right now I'm just about to, you know, to book my flight, and here I am. Wow, I can't do it right now because now I'm dealing with all this, digestive upset.
Right. Right. Okay. So, what happens sometimes is that we, I was talking about it earlier, where we create a vibrational energy that is, yeah, you've been on for a little bit, so you might have heard it, where we create, our physical being will create something based on the emotional state. And the physical is our beautiful partner. The physical body is our soul partner. The soul partner cannot betray us in any way, shape, or form. I happen to have a lot of physical things that get my attention. That happens to be one of my ways. The physical things get my attention, and so then I use the physical as a pathway through. At the moment, your body is giving you some physical clues that there's something that you're ready to play with. And this is beyond, again, part of why I'm putting this Feel Better Mastery course together is because it's beyond the normal way, okay? The normal way, hold an intention. It's kind of like law of attraction. We're talking about something much, much, much deeper here, much more quantum, much more advanced. So it's about going beyond, way beyond, way beyond the normal.
Oh, I understand. I listened to all of the, you know, to everything, to all the 5 days and all the other sessions as well.
That is the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more than that. That's just the starting place. And so what happens is that those of us who have been on the path for a while, it sounds like you have really cool practices of intention. And by the way, I'm not making them wrong. It's really fabulous. It's what I've been teaching all along, right? You've been already doing it. So it's great, but there's a next level. And it's a next level that none of us know what it is yet until we get there because we're creating something brand new. And so as a result, those of us who have been like, wait a minute, I eat really healthy. I pray a lot. I do intention work. I, you know, do the good things for myself. And yet there's these things that are showing up and it doesn't feel fair. And so the thing is, it has nothing to do with fair. And I'm not saying you're saying that, by the way. I'm feeling some other people who are experiencing that as well. And so it doesn't feel fair. And yes, it isn't kind of. Because you do great work. You have amazing practices. I can feel that, Renata. I can feel that you have great practices. And yet, it's not showing up in exactly the way that we are wanting it to. And that's because your physical body at the moment is telling you there's something different. That's all. That's all that's happening. That's it. And so, but what we do is it's really uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable to be in lack. It's uncomfortable to need financial abundance. It's uncomfortable to have physical upset. It's uncomfortable. And yet these things are here to show us the parts of us that are ready to transform or to give us a better answer. Now I'm going to confess something to you all. I've been having some, well, you already know that I've been having some challenges with my lungs. Well, day before yesterday, I had what felt like a headache that moved into my chest and was so scary that I went to the emergency ward. This was two nights ago, Thursday night. And they were concerned because the pain was not changing, even though they gave me some pain relief. So they kept me overnight. So I got home yesterday at around 1 o'clock, the day before this program, from the hospital. I was in the hospital overnight. Now, the good news is, now it's like, well, why? Why the night before? What's happening? And I went, wait a minute, it's okay. And I wasn't scared at all. They were very concerned about my heart because I was having symptoms of a heart attack. But they checked all the enzymes. They did all the tests. It was not a heart attack. It was not what was happening. And so, and there's a tremendous amount of heart disease. So I have some beliefs around that. In my family, there's a lot of heart disease in my family, my sister and my father, my grandfather and my mother, all of them have had heart disease. So it was in my consciousness. It's powerful, our consciousness. So there I was in the hospital in extreme pain, wondering what the hell is going on. And each moment I had to wait a minute. What's really happening? It's okay. Something's here for me. Something's here for me. Something's here for me. The physical upset gets my attention, so it's big. And part of it is, you know, one of my new affirmations, which is the enormous expansion in my future demands that I not be upset by the bumps, that I use the bumps. So the enormous expansion in your future, Renata, is giving you this present moment to manage and work through the bumps. So the upshot of my hospital experience yesterday was that there was a puzzle piece that was creating physical problem, and it was a physical puzzle piece that the medical system needed to address. And the puzzle piece was I was having an infection in my lungs that I was not addressing. And it actually, what I have is pleurisy, which creates excruciating pain around the lining of the lungs. That was happening because my asthma has been super bad, and my asthma was creating coughing, a lot of coughing, which was creating an inflammation in the lining of the lungs that created the pain that I was having. And part of their coughing was coming from an untreated infection. So I'm on antibiotics. The coughing's already better. The pain in my chest is 70% less than it was yesterday. And I had a stress test while I was there with pleurisy. They gave me a stress test to find out that my heart is great. My heart is in great shape. I was avoiding the stress test. I'm 55 years old with heart disease in my family. I've been told for 10 years that I should be doing this freaking stress test. And I was afraid. I didn't want to do it. So guess that what that did? That set me up to have a fear of something that was going to create it. So the universe said, F this, putting you in the hospital, so you have to have a stress test. They would not release me. Even yesterday morning, I said, let me do the stress test on Monday. I don't want to do it now. And they said, we will not release you until you do a stress test. All right. So I did the stress test and found out that my heart is great. Isn't that cool? This is what the universe does. It uses these things. And each moment of that, I could have said, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening now. I've got the healthathon that is really important to me. It is powerful. It's going to help people to join my program. And oh my God, what? And each time I had those thoughts, it's like, it doesn't matter. Even in the face of uncanny resistance, I'm gaining strength and energy. And not only that, but information that I need to resolve the whole thing. So now I have the medical model supporting me. They gave me a new asthma medicine that I'm going to try for a while, and that will change the dynamics of all of this. And it was all there for me, all of it, answering my prayers. Instead, I could have looked at it as, oh my God, I'm sick and I can't believe this happened. I had to go to the hospital. They kept me overnight the day before the healathon. Oh my God, that was bad. Why did I have to experience so much pain? In the face of uncanny resistance, I'm gaining strength and insight and new perceptions and healing. And healing. So back to you, Renata. That story was for you and for everyone. Did that help at all, hearing that story?
Yeah. I'm just wondering, what is the thing with this, you know, like constant, you know, bloating and different bugs that I, you know,
inflammation. What's going on is acute inflammation, and acute inflammation is generally, I have the same thing, so I understand what it is. And every time I have acute inflammation, it's there for me to show me the next layer that's ready to be loved, honored, and forgiven, to show me the next part of me that's ready to be transformed. Now, for those of us who had challenging childhoods, we have a bit of a relentless, vigilant version of this. For those of us who have signed up for something really big in our life, as I have, and also had a challenging childhood, I've got a whole whack of beliefs that are ready to be unwound. And each incident of upset and trauma that happened in my childhood created not one, but maybe hundreds, maybe even thousands of beliefs. So I've got, you know, which are these different walnuts of emotion that got repressed.
I've got
mountains of walnuts to play with. And I'm going for bigger. I'm going for even more awareness. I'm going to get out there even more and help more people. And in order to do that, I have to make some changes. Now, my diet's pretty good, but I have to make a few adjustments now. The universe provided me with a really clear opening to see that, right? And I have to make some adjustments in some of the things to clear up what's happening in my physical body right now. And the universe was really clear in the message to do that. And so it's all here showing us the part of us that's ready to heal and change and transform. And for some of us, we have a little bit more than others. But it's okay. This is not a game of who's doing it better. And, you know, having a disease does not mean that even if as a healer, like as a healer in 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been allowed to share with you that I was in the hospital yesterday. As I'm, how could you be a healer and be in the hospital? Well, I know that it has nothing to do with anything except that there was a whole bunch of things that showed up in my face in a very strong way to make some course corrections. That's it. So things right now are in your face from a physical perspective to provide you some new, Abraham Hicks calls it new rockets of desires, new intentions, new things that you're going to be pursuing now to make some changes. And those changes are contributing to you and likely contributing to others. Does that feel true?
Yeah, I mean, I'm already on all these the strict diets and doing things for it. You know, I'm already on those.
I'm going to interrupt
but
you.
But it's not going away.
I understand. I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. So the challenge is that you want it to go away. The challenge is that you want to get rid of. That's the problem right now. So your mind is creating all these amazing solutions so that it will go away, okay? And that's not the point of it, right? So a lot of people who are saying, I've tried that, I've done that. There's no pathway in. That's a wall for me. I can't get around that wall because you've already done everything and your mind is saying, I've done everything, it's still not working, !! You can't take me any further. That's what your mind is saying right now.
I know I have to course correct, but what? You know,
it's understandable.
I'm not saying it's not working, that it's impossible. I know it's possible.
I've
healed it many times, but then I get it back.
I understand.
You know?
And your mind then, however, when you get it back, it goes into, I can't get rid of it. And the mind is correct because there's nothing to get rid of. There's only the amazing journey that you're on. So, and I'm not criticizing at all, by the way. I'm not. I get it. I totally understand it. And it's taken me a long time to get to this moment where I can say honestly that the hospital experience was great because it was just an experience that showed me the things, the course corrections I was ready to make. And I get also that there's nothing to get rid of. There is nothing broken in my body. Even though I have a little pleurisy and I have a little asthma issue right now, it's not broken. It's just part of my genius pathway. And I'll have asthma until I don't. You know, Kat Fink had fibromyalgia until she didn't. I'll have inflammation until I don't. And I'll have all of it until I don't. And will there be a don't? Maybe. It doesn't matter. So the point is here, Renata, is to change the angle of direction ever so slightly from one of getting rid of to just standing in a place of neutral more. And I love your action. You have very strong action. You take action on what's wrong. But instead, we get to take action on what's next. There's a subtle difference there. instead of taking action on what's wrong, we take action on what the supposed wrong, which is an illusion, is showing us what's next. So it's moving from, I'm going to take action on what's wrong to fix it, instead going, I'm taking action on what's here to move on to what's next. Do you see the difference there?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play with this. So right now, you've been in this notion of, I've got to fix this, understandably so. So just tap into that energy. I've been doing this and I've been doing that. It's not changing. It comes back. Feel that energy. What does that feel like in your physical body? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's not working. It keeps coming back. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. What's that feel like?
It feels like a stagnation, like a swamp.
Yeah, swamp. That's right. Okay. So let's move into an energy, just a slight angle of perception. It's not like, it's not moving into it's cured like I won the lottery energy. It's moving into just something slightly different, which is there's some things that are here for me, and I'm using them to make a new, to go in a slightly different direction. So I did some things and it kind of worked and then it came back, but I see that it's just here. It's just come back to go in a slightly different direction. What's that feel like?
It feels a little more movement.
That's right. That's right. And so I want you to feel that in that moment of feeling like there is a little bit movement, there's this tiny little wobble there where your mind didn't want to admit it. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good. I'm so glad you're feeling safe enough to admit that. That's great. So in that wobble is where you want to pay the most attention, because your mind is very strong and your mind wants to just point you back at what's wrong. And so in that wobble, though, is also the opportunity where it's like, well, yeah, it does feel a little better when I see that it's just what's next, that it's not something that has to be fixed, that it's just what's next. That's it. That's it. Oh, there's a beautiful opening happening here. And just that piece, Renata, will change things. Now, here's the wonderful thing is that the physical gets my attention. And I change, I make changes from the physical. So my soul says, that's how we're going to get her to change. And that will happen until it doesn't. And so for the time being, that little physical piece is your soul says, oh, that's what's going to get her to change. And that's what brought you to the show today, and that's what brought you to your line being chosen, and that's what brought you to this conversation, and your soul brought you to this moment of power. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Good. That's how powerful you are. So if we can just move our angle of perception just slightly from I have to do something to get rid of, or this thing has shown up again and I'm a victim of it, instead, we've moved to a slightly different angle of perception too. This thing is showing up because I'm ready to go to the next layer with it. It's showing me the part of me that I'm ready to transform. It's showing me a different piece of the puzzle that I'm supposed to be playing with right now. It's showing me that I'm ready for a slight new course correction around all of this. And that's it. That's all that's happening. What if that were true? What would that feel like?
Oh, wonderful, like a life force.
That's right.
I can feel it in my palms.
That's right. Beautiful. So you can feel that in your palms. Now, rub your palms together with that energy and feel the energy growing stronger as you rub your palms together, Renata. Now take your palms that are full of that energy of, it's really full of an energy of possibility. Does that feel true?
Yes.
And put your palms on wherever the upset in your physical body is now. And feel
that. I did already.
Sorry, go ahead. You were doing that already, did you say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, you're already well ahead of me. So put your palms in that area of your body, and without the intention of changing it, though, just the intention of honoring it and loving it and allowing it to guide you. That's it. And I know I can feel your mind wobbling around that a little bit. Your mind wants to get rid of it. So just say, yeah, I see you mind, and I'm going to do this anyway. I'm going to love this part of myself. I'm going to feel the point of possibility and potentiality moving into this part. part of my body and allowing it to show me what's next, because that's all that's happening. And it's this subtlety is going to be an enormous, enormous change for you, Renata. There we go. Mm. Lovely, lovely. And what's so cool that you're doing that I really appreciate is that you're considering all of it. And that's one of the most powerful places of being is just considering. Just considering. That's it. Lovely.
It's very peaceful. It's very, like, centered.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Ah, there we go. It's a beautiful healing vibration that's happening here. Oh, there we go. There we go. Excellent. Excellent. Okay, good. Ah, thank you, Renata. Well done. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Catalyst for that.
Thank you.
You're doing great. And I would listen to this part again. It's 9, 10, 11, 12. So it's about 2 hours and 45 minutes in. You can fast forward.
You will have the replay posted?
Yes, I'll have the replay posted.
Uh-huh.
And any of you who own...
2 hours and 40 minutes.
What's that, honey?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
2 hours and 45 minutes, yep.
You
can fast
thank
forward
you.
And listen to it again. And any of you who are interested in owning this whole series, the Five Better Feel Better Challenge, this show and others, there's a if you're on the listening salon, there's a yellow button. If you scroll up a little bit, you can see a yellow button to own this. And the better choice is to join the Feel Better Mastery Program. Because the Feel Better Mastery Program is going to do these subtleties like this. So Renata, before I move on, could you pick a number from 1 to 44?
Yes, 44.
Okay, thank you, honey. Okay, so we're going to caller number 44. Good. So as I was saying, the Feel Better Mastery is going to take kind of what you're getting a sampling today of it, which we're taking the practices that were established in the Feel Better Mastery, in the Feel Better Challenge, and taking it to the quantum, to the subtle quantum, to the more advanced levels, so that not only are we changing the dynamics of our thoughts in the moment that we learned and that we experienced in the Feel Better Challenge, but we're taking it to a much, much deeper level so that it takes us to a tremendous acceleration, which many of you who have been in the Feel Better Challenge experienced an acceleration here today or here up till this moment. And this course is designed to take us to a whole new level, a whole new level. And I'm just tapping in. I've just decided in this very moment that anyone who registers in the next hour, I'm going to throw in a really cool bonus. I did these. They're telling me not to share exactly what it is, but it's worth about $500 because I have to do some editing to it. There's this really cool set of healings that I did that were very profound and very powerful. I did them last year. And so I'm going to throw those in. For anyone who registers in the next hour, so that's from noon till 1 or 11:50 till 1, let's say an hour and 10 minutes. Anyone who registers in the next hour, and I'm going to throw in this bonus. And anyone who's already registered, you'll get the bonus too. So don't worry about that. Don't freak out that I already registered. I'll get everyone who's registered today. I'll give you this bonus. It's about $500 of the product. And it's these really short bursts of powerful healing. I'm going to have to edit them because they're just telling me now to throw them in. I should have thought of this before, but I didn't because I was in the hospital. Oh my God, aren't we adorable? You're so cute. So for anyone who registers in the next hour from 12 to 1 p.m. California time, or if you're listening to the recording later, if you order in the next hour, we can kind of set up the system to do that. I will throw in this bonus for you, okay? It's a powerful, powerful set of healings. So if you register at feelbettermastery.com, feelbettermastery.com, if you register now, I will throw in this extra bonus. And anyone who's already registered to now will get the bonus as well. Okie smokey dokie. So Noni was sharing that I put my hands on my legs and I could feel the heat spreading as I love them. Isn't that amazing? You all are powerful healers. Good. Okay, good. So I'm going to play a couple more testimonials that I want to talk about this Feel Better Mastery program. It is one, and I keep being shown that it is one of the most powerful programs I've probably ever done. I did this program called The Deeper Trust, and I thought that was huge. I thought that was it. I thought that was the most advanced. It was the most advanced until this. And we're going to be doing new stuff. One of the things that I've recently discovered is how to show you your core. Now, I've done things around this. I've done things that are similar to it, but not that has the level of consciousness that I have around this is going to allow me to guide you to it. Absolutely. And here's the thing. When you know what your core is, when you know it, nothing matters. Everything that's been spinning around and confusing you just falls away. And when you know your core, you know your purpose. When you know your core, you understand how your purpose is expressed through your gifts. When you know your core, you understand the physical healing that can happen. When you know your core, your relationships change completely. And that's one of the things we're going to be exploring in the Feel Better Mastery program. We're going to be doing two full workshops on prosperity and financial abundance. And it's brand new work. Listen, I did a 21-day program on prosperity that was so powerful. And yet now, here I am about a year later, and I have more information and more insight. And on top of that, I have ways of accessing it that are different than I've ever had before. So this is new, advanced material, brand new original material. I promise you, I don't care how many prosperity courses you've taken. You have never taken it like this because, again, the Feel Better Mastery is here to take all of us, including me, to a level that isn't even on the planet at the moment. It's a level that we are inventing, that we are creating, that we are going to be inviting the rest of humanity into. And you are part of that. So if you're being called at all, take advantage of the next hour because I'm going to be throwing in this extra special bonus of these powerful little healing sessions that I recorded about a year ago that I've never been released since. And I don't think I'll release them again. I hadn't thought about them in a while, but they were really profound. And they are full of the energy of the current vibration as well. Something someone told me is that when you change, everything you've created prior to that changes with you. It's why people who have a best-selling book, all their previous books become bestsellers because the vibration of who they are when they wrote that bestseller is now gone backwards into everything they previously created. So I know that while those healing things that I've created that I'm throwing in as a bonus were powerful then, they're even more powerful now as I have expanded and evolved through everything that's happened to me in the last year or so of what do we call it? What do I call it now? I call it uncanny resistance that I faced over the last 2 years that have provided the most beautiful openings and expansions that have allowed me to create this way more advanced program. So are you seeing it? That the things happen and all we have to do is now, instead of putting up so much resistance against it, which slows down the energy, we instead say, wow, there's something here that's expanding me to a new place so that I can create something new. And all the things that happened to me over the last 2 years are creating this moment to support you to create this program in a more advanced and quantum level, getting to the subtleties of this work in a way that we've never done before in the way that I've never done before. So this is all here for you. Feelbettermastery.com, 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 feelbettermastery.com. Or you can click on the purple buttons. I'm going to play you just a few little testimonials here. These are people that have played with me before and sharing a little bit about their experiences.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Nina Martins from Norway. for me, you have been a miracle. Two things you teach and demonstrate has been saviors for me. The what-if game that has jump-started my energy system many times, realizing how the body responds to imagination just as it does to so-called real life. Absolutely amazing. And the part in the spontaneous transformation technique where we find the part in us that has the pain and the problem and that it can be heard and healed without me identifying with the pain and the trauma. And as a healer, I see that all the time, how we do that, identify, and how I do that, and how this system just helps me undo it. And honoring these parts and not subconsciously judging them any longer has freed me up considerably. I am very grateful for the way you see exactly what we need to deal with and for the way you love all parts of us, including what you call our beautiful mind. It took me some time to accept that one, but no, I do. Bless you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. I wanted to just speak to, first of all, Kay. Congratulations, Kay just joined the Feel Better Mastery Program. Welcome, Kay. And I also wanted to speak to Tony. Tony's been in a lot of my programs, and she said, I am simply amazed at the alignment of energy that has occurred over the past year and a half. That's right. And this is the next step. This is the next step. And I think Tony's in the program already. So I'm really excited to play with you, Tony. And I remember you from the very first program you registered. I think it was Prosperity. And I remember the energy of who you are, who you were. And there's this beautiful bigness that was somewhat uncomfortable for you, I think. And now there's this beautiful grace in your field. Tony's saying, yes, that's right. And so now there's this elegance and grace in your field. And I suspect, Tony, that you're seeing other people react to you differently. Does that feel true, that you're seeing people react to you differently? And that's what's possible when we go for it. So remember that feelbettermastery.com, click the purple button on the listening salon if you're there, and that takes you directly to the form. The order form. And I'd love you to join me, and you've got about an hour to take advantage of the special that I threw in, the special healing sessions. And everyone has already ordered, you're going to get it. And everyone who orders in the next hour is going to get this extra bonus of these healing sessions. And what's really fun about this program is that once you do it and you have these extra bonuses, it becomes this practice. You can do the five day Feel Better Challenge. You can move into the Feel Better Mastery. Then you can move into these extra programs. And when you do that, you're creating a practice. So I do these sessions with the intentions of knowing that you are moving into a practice with them, and you can do them again and again and again. And it's one of the few programs that people tell me that they do it over and over and over and over and over again, and they do really get something different each time. And I think it's because it's so authentic and so in alignment with your field. The people who play with me are so in alignment with the work. The soul groups are attracted, and I think I've shared this with you before. Which is when I put these kinds of programs together, I've already done a lot of work in advance energetically because I've tapped into myself. I go into the white space. I invite all of you in who are going to join this program. I know in advance that you're going to be here. I know it. I can feel it. And I say, what do you need? And you tell me, and then I create it. So you had a hand in creating this course, and we are definitely co-creating it together. So I hope you'll join me, feelbettermastery.com. We're going to have a freaking blast together. And again, we're taking it to a whole different level. So even those of you who are very experienced and have a lot of experience, I can feel you on the show. This is for you because you're here to really take it to the next level. You're here to work and play with me. And together, we're going to change this, the dynamic of all of it. You are part of the 10% that's here to change the whole thing. You're part of that critical mass. And it's not only just meditating. It's not only that. It's moving into this subtlety of being that creates a vortex of love that is so strong that nothing can thwart it. It's why you're here. It's why you're here. Got it? Excellent. Okay, so let's move to our next person. We're going to caller number 44. And wow, that was a long time between when I think that's what it is. Yeah. So we're going to, it looks like Washington, the last four digits are 9259. You haven't been on very long, but welcome.
Hello?
Hi, who's that?
Hi, I'm Andy.
Hi, Andy. How can I help you?
I'm not sure how to present this, so I'm going to sort of present it as a muddle and help. Then you can help me unmuddle it, maybe.
Sounds good. That sounds great.
Okay. My husband and I have been in a financial struggle for over 15 years and have probably tried and failed at, I don't know, dozens of creative and business endeavors. I'm a formerly published author, but I couldn't get my career off the ground and all sorts of things. In 2006, he hit his head and in an accident and lost all of his lifetime memories to that point. We bounced back from that. We've had an extremely positive attitude. I've been studying quantum physics and all of this stuff that you teach for many, many, many years, and we've attempted to apply that. And things have just gotten worse and worse and worse. He finally had to take jobs to help support us because our businesses didn't work. And to capsulize, about 6 months ago, he had another head injury, which has actually been like the fifth or sixth past the first one that wiped out his lifetime memory. And this one has now taken all the memories that he built between 2007 and now. And so we're in our late 50s, and he broke down last night crying because he doesn't know who he is anymore. And he knows me, but he doesn't know any of our history, nothing about our lives. And I don't know how to help him, and I don't know how to help us, because everything I've tried up to this point to try and support us is not working. And I know there has to be something in this for us. I do know that. No. But I can't seem to – I ask for guidance, and I ask to hear what it is that I need from this or what it is we can use this for. And all I'm getting is, like, white noise.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, I'm so sorry.
And what I don't understand is that he and I, we focus on love. That's what we focus on. We have – you, in one of your, I haven't listened to all of your calls from this last week, but in one of them you were talking about finding the one, you know, find the one thing that's going right. Well, we do that on a daily basis. We have a dog that we adore, like you love your cats, and this dog is like, we think she's the most amazing thing on the planet, and we daily just look at her and say, look, whatever else is wrong, we have this.
Yes.
And we live near the ocean, and we're happy about that. And we look for what's right. And we,
so,
and my husband is the most gentle, kind, wonderful soul you could possibly want to know.
Yes.
And so I don't understand what we're doing.
I honestly don't have an answer except to know that there are those of us on the path here on the planet at this time that have been given exceptional duties. You know you're one of them.
I kind of had that feeling.
You know that.
But I don't want the job.
Yeah, that therein lies the problem.
Okay.
So when you came to this planet, before you came down here, you were all in. And it's been really hard. And so slowly but surely, your all-in has eroded to, I don't want the job.
Yeah.
And the I don't want the job is part of the experience. And I'm really sorry because I got the same thing, honey. I got it, you know? many moments of seriously, like frickin' seriously.
Yes.
You know, I mean, right, just this moment, something just happened. It looks like Facebook just shut down my my ad account.
Oh, jeez.
For the second time, which means that I can't reach anybody now. And that's what my biggest goal is, right? So it just happened. You might have seen the expression on my face about 3 minutes ago when I discovered that.
Okay.
And it's like, really? Like, really? You know, and yet, for those of us who are really here to make a huge difference, we are really being called to wake up. And in the face of extraordinary, uncanny resistance, to still move forward in that energy of love. And for you and me, and for those of us who are in this advanced stage, loving our cats and loving our dogs is not enough. Being near the ocean is not enough. There's more. You know that.
Yeah. But I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
That what it is is just the mind trying to cope, understandably so, with these really tough things that are happening. And yet all of it is leading you somewhere. Your next book is likely going to be about your husband, your experience with your husband. There's something about what's happening with your husband that is beautiful and innocent, too. Is that true?
Yes. Yes. When he broke down last night and he said, I don't know who I am because I don't remember anything, he was crying because he didn't remember my middle name.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't think any of that stuff matters.
Yeah.
Because who you are, your essence, it doesn't have anything to do with your memories.
Wow. That's
and true. I said, you are a beautiful, loving man, and you were that when you had all your memories, and you're that now. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I could see that made him feel better, and I believe that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do. I see there's an innocence, and everything is new to him now. He delights in things, and he's amazed by things. He sees a telephone that, you know, you and I were used to seeing 20 or 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And he says, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, so yes, there's humor in it.
Outrageously challenging, and yet, there's, and yet.
Yeah.
It's like when my sister passed away, worst thing that could have ever happened in my whole life, and yet, it was one of the most powerful moments of transformation that nothing else I could have experienced would have given that to me. I wish it never happened, and yet, here it is. It's what's before us. And your husband's experience is delivering this, that message is likely what your new book is about, which is your memories don't matter. It's who you are. And who he is always, always present because of his struggles with memory.
Mm-hmm.
He's always in the moment. He's actually where all of us are seeking to be, although that sounds trite in this moment. Right? And I don't mean it to sound trite.
Yeah. No, I know. I understand. And I actually see that. I said to him, I said, you know, you actually have an advantage that most of us don't have. Most of us would love to wipe away a lot of memories. You know, there are some I'd happily give back if I could.
It's true. But it's so true what you said to him. That is the truth of all of I've been sharing. Our memories don't matter.
Yeah.
None of our memories make us who we are. None of them. And, you know, if it's any consolation, I don't know why I'm being told to tell you this, and it doesn't feel like it's relevant to the conversation, but I'm being told to tell you this, that have you ever read a book called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers?
No, I haven't.
It's a great book. I think you should read it.
Okay.
By Annie Kagan, amazing woman. I've interviewed her a couple of times. She's just solid, beautiful. She wrote a book about the death of her brother, and her brother came back to share what it was like on the other side. One of the things he shared is that he went into a very high place, and the stars turned into a set of interactive screens, and he could look at every moment of his life. And not only could he look at the moments of his life that happened, but he can look at the moments that didn't happen. And so that shows you that there's lots of different lives that are being lived by us on different dimensions of being. Right. And you get to explore all of them when we pass. So he will regain every memory he ever had when he leaves the planet. And that's not encouraging him to leave, because right now he is a force of innocence that you get to talk about and share and showing the world what's possible. And I'm so sorry for what's happening, genuinely. Like, I can't even imagine what it's been like. And I can feel you working and working and working. So the other thing that's happening here is that, Andy, that there is a new level of play that your husband is requiring you to move into, and that the universe is requiring you to move into, moving from doing to get to being to receive. And I know you understand this, mm-hmm. but there's a subtle difference in how you've been doing. And I understand it. And again, it's something that's new on the planet as well. And you're one of the people that is here to explore it. And that's in part why you've experienced 15 years of challenge. I mean, you've experienced those because you get to know, okay, that didn't work, 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 that didn't work. So you can bring it to a large audience to say, and you know that you're going to be in front of a large audience. You know that, right?
I there's a part of me that keeps feeling that, but the other part of me, I'm a very solitary soul.
Yeah.
I love my privacy, and so I resist that as well.
Yeah, and so it doesn't matter. That's a claim that's kind of true and not true, that you're a solitary soul. You do really well in front of people. You're very articulate,
yes, I do.
Right? You actually enjoy teaching and being with people. So I don't think that's true. You can kind of release that one. You can still
okay.
be a private person. You can still have your own time in front of in a room full of people.
Okay.
Because when you know who you are, that's all that matters.
Okay.
That's all that
okay.
matters.
Okay. So am I hearing, this sounds like, yesterday I walk on the beach with my dog every day, and I was walking along, and somebody had taken a razor clam shell and painted it to look like a butterfly, and then wired it to a pussy willow stick and stuck it on top of a piece of driftwood. And on the message on the painted butterfly, it said, "Be free." And on the backside, it said, "Fly high."
Yeah.
And I burst out laughing because I thought that that was maybe one of the most direct pieces of information from.
Yep, that was for you.
I thought so. And still, I ignored it. I picked it up. I brought it home. And I'm frantically trying to figure out, well, who do I call? Do I call L&I? Do I call an attorney? How do I get him? Because he's still working in the job that caused the head injury to begin with.
Right.
And we're in dire fear that something else is going to happen. And yet, without that salary, we're going to go under. And what are we going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And so I'm frantic. But I sit down on my computer to have a cup of tea. And I'm reading one of the newsletters I receive, and the message is exactly what you just said, that we're shifting from doing into being, and that it's not a matter of what do we do next, but how are we going to feel, and that we need to relax and have fun. And I thought, oh, okay. And that is am I right that that's what I just heard you just say a couple minutes ago?
Yep, it's exactly right. It's exactly right. So you're really hearing the messages. You're getting it. That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Exactly correct.
So this isn't about me making the right phone call or finding the right thing or doing it. This is about me changing how I'm feeling on the inside.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And so, and when we change from the inside, it doesn't stop us from doing and taking action into the world. But the action we take is way more efficient and way more refined. Okay. So the action we take now in the world from the place of being is very different than the actions we take from the mind, because the mind is scattered, it's disorganized. The mind is aiming at a goal which shuts the door of opportunity. The mind is saying, I've got to do this in order to, and it doesn't create a really a clean result. It doesn't create a result that the machinations of the universe serve everyone. It doesn't create a result that serves a lot of people. Most of the time, the mind is trying to serve itself to feel safe, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't create a result that serves anyone else. And so it doesn't, as a result, it doesn't create a clean result as a result. So
gotcha.
When we move from this place of being, though, we create a tremendous efficiency. We create a tremendous capacity so that all are served. the mechanism of the universe says, oh, yes, everyone gets served here. Everyone gets served. The company gets served, the husband gets served, you get served, and then in turn, the people that you're going to reach get served.
Right.
And it's going, listen, our path is going to happen whether we like it or not. And with the work that we're doing and the work that we're going to be doing in the Feel Better Mastery, we are creating a path that is so much more graceful, has so much more ease in it. That we don't have to have these huge messages anymore. That we now are in a place of noticing. And so it doesn't mean that our circumstances will stop providing this amazing fodder. I've seen that sometimes it does mean that, but mostly what it means is no matter what fodder shows up in the realm of seemingly not good, it doesn't matter because we are in a place of such deep trust and faith and neutral that we know that whatever it is, it's showing up as just a course correction. That's it.
Okay. The problem that I want to phrase that differently. What I would like to be able to do is to be able to sort between what my mind is telling me to do and what guidance is telling me to do, because right now it feels like that's all muddled up. Like, you know, if you ask me, like, what do you want to do next? So I want to sit down and knit a sweater. You know, that's what I'd really like to do.
Well, then that is the guidance.
That's the guidance, even though it makes absolutely no logical sense whatsoever.
That's right. And your mind says, well, that doesn't make sense. It's not going to make me any money. Why would I want to do that?
Exactly.
Right. Knit the freaking sweater.
Okay.
Something's going to happen when you knit that sweater. It's going to put you in a state of mind that's going to have a guidance be able to come through with the I impulse, the impulses that are next for you. That's likely what's going to happen. You know, guidance has been telling me to write my books for a long, long time, my fictional books. It's been telling me to write music for a long time, and I keep seeing those things as dessert. And my universe is saying, no, they aren't dessert. That's what's next. Do it. Do it. And we don't understand it. Our mind can't possibly comprehend how could knitting a sweater possibly help me in my life at this moment. But something's going to happen when you knit that freaking sweater. That you're going to remember this conversation and go, oh.
Okay.
And it's going to be okay. Andy, it's going to be okay. I know it doesn't feel that way right now. I know that you've been on this treadmill for 15 years. It's going to be okay. And okay doesn't necessarily mean what your mind thinks it means in this moment. It means what your heart and your husband's heart have decided for this soul's journey. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's not necessarily what my ego wants.
Yep, it's not. Usually it is.
Yeah.
And it's okay, you're noticing that. That's really a huge breakthrough moment when you notice that your mind and your ego want to do this because you want to fix it. And that's not the point. The point
is I'd like to be comfortable.
I know, me too. Right there.
Yeah.
I want to be frig. I don't want to have to do a heel-a-thon the day after I've been in the hospital.
Right.
And yet, that's what happened. And I'm actually really healthy today from that experience because I got the medication that I needed. I didn't want to do that, and yet it helped me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Laura's saying that this is an extremely powerful call. Thank you for the intuitive responses, she's saying. And she said that I think that you're a blessing to each of us listening. You've been a real blessing to us today. Andy, it's just, and I want you to feel that blessing that you've been. Feel that right now to everyone.
Thank you.
And as you feel the blessing that you've been to everyone for just being authentic, and vulnerable and sharing what's happening. And you know, all of us are having tremendous compassion. I mean, that's been hard, man. And also, many of us have an inkling of how brilliant and powerful you are. So as you feel yourself as a blessing.
Thank you.
As you feel yourself as a blessing, that's the energy that you want to track as breadcrumbs now, this blessing energy that you are, is going to show you a pathway through that is different than what your mind has been doing, which your mind has been doing.
Okay. Can I use that breadcrumb? It's one of the voices that is very, very hard not to listen to is part of the last 15 years is I have followed what I felt was guidance many, many times. I wrote 7 screenplays. I've written probably a dozen to 15 or more books. I've run 8 to 10 websites. I've had blogs. I've had you name it. And every time I did it, I felt like I was using my gift and I was following my guidance, and I usually did it with great glee and expectation and childlike enthusiasm, and every single one of those things crashed and burned.
Yeah,
and so
there's this really subtlety in there, and I know this because I've had similar things, and the subtlety is that there was an expectation with it. There was glee, yes, but again, because you are so powerful, the little tiny glitches are as powerful. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay.
So the expectation, there was an expectation, which means that you did in part to receive. And I'm so sorry. I really am genuinely sorry, but it's kind of like me. My soul has decided that I am not allowed to make a dime until my intention is pure, period.
Okay.
When I am fully in my heart of giving, I get to receive, and not a second before, because you and I are moving into a place of greater awareness as teachers. And the teachers that are being asked to show up right now are being asked to be really, really pure and in absolute alignment and in pure congruency. That's the word, congruency.
Okay.
And so with all of those projects, as you think back on them, you can tell from this perspective, you're in a higher place now, as you look back, that there is about maybe 20 to 30% of your energy that had expectation of financial reward and greater kind of fame. Even though there's a part of you that doesn't want it, there's a part of you that does, because your soul knows that when you get famous, you will make a difference. Is that right?
Yes, my soul probably does. My ego doesn't want fame. My ego wants money.
Yeah, ego wants money, right? So can you feel that about 30% of the energy was money?
Yeah.
And for you in particular and me in particular, there are certain people in particular. That's not for everyone. Some people can make money and be bastards, right? But for you and for me in particular and some other people that are listening, we have to be pristine. Because we are now creating a new model in the world. And so we must be pristine. And all those things you did had a large percentage of it that was about the money.
Yes, it was.
So now, knit your freaking sweater. There's no money in that.
That's for sure.
Right? And then use the energy that you're going to be gaining from that. Use the insights that are going to come through from knitting the sweater. And your job, as is mine, is to be vigilant, vigilant in contributing without requiring a hook of return. Vigilant.
How do I do that when my driving thing is I don't want to see my husband going to a job that could literally turn him into a vegetable?
I know. And that's the challenge. That's the opportunity for all of us. That's the beautiful next step. Is, and again, the mind can't, you asked a question that's for the mind, and the mind can't answer it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, how do I be without you? Well, that's an oxymoron. How do I be? No. There is no how do I. There is simply using what is right before you, using the impulses, the I am pulses that are coming through, and have the mind take a slightly different trajectory. Have the mind take a trajectory of instead of doing to get, the mind takes a trajectory of, I am here in service of the soul. I am here to take action from the impulses of the soul and not to get my way. And we get our way when we do that. It opens up, and you know, 15 years of this oh man, this challenge, sweetie. It's going to be part of what you're writing about next. It's going to be part of what you're teaching about next, because you're going to be living what many people didn't have to live 15 years worth of, but had to live maybe a year, two, three, four of. And you said, hey, I did what you're doing for 15 years. And they're going like, holy shit. I need to learn how you move through that. And I'm so sorry that all this has been happening. And I'm so sorry for what's happening. And you are in my prayer, sweetie. You're in my prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want you to, you know, I appreciate you so much. I only discovered you last fall. And I've listened to everything I can for free. And you are awesome. And you've helped me tremendously. And I appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Are you able to do the Feel Better Mastery?
I can scrape up the first $60. And that's what I'm going to do for the first installment.
Okay, let's do it and see what happens.
And then I'll leave it up to the universe.
We'll make sure that by the time you're done that something new is afoot here for you.
Cool. All right.
I'm really excited that you're going to be in the program, because I really feel like this program is designed for you.
Thank you. It's calling to me. It's definitely calling to me. And I made I can't afford these programs anymore, so I stopped doing them years ago. And yours is the first one that made me go, no, but I really want to do this.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Here we go. And thank you for being on the call. You've been an inspiration for many, many people, indeed. Someone just shared that how powerful that notion of is that the memories don't matter. The memories, who you are is who you are. The memories don't make you who you are. That was enormous. And I think that's going to be a piece of your book, if not even the titles.
It might be. Yeah, it's true.
And you know, from just a plain marketing perspective, you've got an amazing story there that will be, and again, the universe creates these things for us. They create the hooks that allow people to say, wow, I'm inspired. I want to work with you. And so, and I don't mean to, you know, put it into a marketing statement, but there's a reason why things happen, so that people whose minds are made up that their life sucks and will suck forever will join you. And this story that you share today is someone that that is, oh, wow, really? Okay, so we have some good news here for you. You ready, Andy?
Yeah.
Danny Bird wants to sponsor one of your payments.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Big virtual hug to her.
Yes. Yes. So we'll work that out. Danny, Rita, will you get Danny's information so that we can work that out? That's great. So see, it's already here.
No, oh, thank you. I'll go ahead and sign up and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Wonderful. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Andy. Woo!
Oh, thank you. And this is so amazing. I couldn't even get on the call until right when I called on, which was literally like a minute before she picked number 44. So obviously.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you had been on for only 8 minutes.
Exactly. I mean, I literally had just been able to get to the phone.
So the universe said, okay, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting, we're waiting. And I was, so that's perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
cool.
I'm excited to play with you. I'm so glad you're going to be in the program. We're going to take this to the next level, okay?
Thank you. I am too. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so Andy, would you pick a number from 1 to 45? 44.
17.
17 it is. Much love to you, honey. I'll see you on the course.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Okay, bye. Okay, we're going to go to caller number 17. And I have to tell you, I have to take a bio break. It's been 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I'm exploding. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a couple of testimonials while I go pee. Okie smokey. Does that sound good? All right. So feelbettermastery.com. And Rita's also helping me. She's answering as Jennifer McLean. So she'll answer any of your questions if you have them on the comments, and I'll answer them on the forum when I come back. So here's a little extended audio. Some of these you've heard before, but I created a longer version because I knew I'd have to pee at some point. So here's a few testimonials for you. Hang on, let me get this ready. There we go. Let's see if I can get this to work. Well, that kind of works. You can kind of see that. Okay, so I'm going to play these testimonials while I pee. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Karen McGee, and before finding Jennifer, I struggled with fear, anxiety, and overwhelm for most of my life. I had a strong need to always be in control and do everything perfectly. I felt very constricted and deeply wounded by events of my childhood, and living in that constant state of stress took a toll on my body in the form of chronic health issues as well. Through her amazing healing programs, Jennifer has given me the keys to unlock all of my hidden potential and reclaim my divine gifts. She helped me quiet my beautiful mind and connect to the guidance of my heart and soul. Thanks to her sessions and spontaneous transformation techniques, I now know I am not alone. I am enough. I am worthy. And most of all, I am love. STT allows me to access the deepest parts of myself as a conscious observer to release old emotions and discover what my mind, body, and soul really needs from me going forward. It helps me unwind old thought patterns and create a new, calmer, authentic state of being. Now I can breathe more deeply and live in a state of expansion, compassion, and possibility. I am beyond grateful to have found Jennifer and had the opportunity to participate in so many of her healing intensives. It has been an absolute game changer for me and given me a completely new perspective on life. My hope is that everyone that feels a nudge to play with Jennifer takes the leap because the experience is truly beyond belief.
Hi, Jen. This is Blissa. My time with you has been so full and rich. I've been continually blown away by your brilliance, insights, knowings, understandings, and teachings. I am thrilled about the incredible shifts I've experienced through your classes and our one-on-one time together, including 6 months free of headaches. That was phenomenal. You made it so safe for me to be present and open and eager for me to shed old beliefs that no longer serve me and continue to see more and more beliefs that I don't need. Because you're so willing to be transparent on your own journey, I've always felt really comfortable with you. I feel so much gratitude for your love, support, and humor. It's been so much fun to play with you. Thank you, Jen.
Hello. My name is Christine Glenn, and I am so delighted to be able to give a testimonial about how Jennifer's work has impacted my life. I've been doing the prayer circles since 2013, and I've taken many of her programs, including Me Too, Deeper Trust. I've just finished a 5-day Feel Better program, and on March the 20th, I'll be starting a 5-week Feel Better Mastery program. Jennifer is a very gifted, loving, compassionate coach and teacher, and she has a wonderful sense of humor as well, and you know, she encourages you not to take yourself too seriously and to be kind and gentle with your eternal innocence. And I would highly recommend Jennifer's programs to anyone. She's here to serve, and she does it in a way that is just so easy to absorb. I love Jennifer McLean. Thank you.
I'm so glad that I learned to do spontaneous transformation, both for myself and in my work as a therapist. I use it all the time. It's like at the core of my practice. And as far as the recordings, which I've bought many of, I listen to them over and over again, and I get new stuff out of them all the time. It's amazing. I'm just so happy to have Jennifer. Thank you.
Before Jennifer's program, I was feeling really stuck about inviting new relationship into my life, specifically a male partner. I would only just talk about it. But the program that I signed up for with Jennifer was really about handling stress. But what I found happened after Jennifer's program was that a man did come into my life. And I was doing the program at that time. And I found that Jennifer's program somehow mysteriously supported me in being able to say yes to continue seeing this person, to opening up my heart and my time and my space to be with this person, which is really miraculous for me. I truly don't understand how Jennifer does the magic, but that is exactly what happened, and I was very, very grateful for. And Jennifer is someone that I feel absolutely safe with and cared about in every program I've taken with her, and I feel a great sense of trust in Jennifer. I am always excited to hear what she is going to do next, and I do everything that I can. And one of the things that I appreciate and respect about Jennifer is that she's someone that walks her talk. She really isn't just saying the words. She's really living what it is that she's saying, and I really value that. And so it's with joy that I share these things with you in support of Jennifer. She's absolutely amazing.
I recently took one of Jennifer's programs, Stress Relief. I thought that it was really interesting because my initial thought was that I don't really carry stress, and so I didn't kind of really feel like I needed to release stress, but I felt compelled to sign up for the program, and I did. And wow, I had no idea of the depth to which stress kind of stays in our bodies, even in a lot of little ways, and how much of a benefit it was to me getting into that program. There was so much releasing, and it brought up a lot of stuff, and I, you know, could really feel the difference in my body, and I felt so much lighter when I finished it. So it's just one of the several programs of Jennifer's that I was involved with that had a profound impact on my well-being. So thank you, Jennifer, for everything that you do and for constantly bringing these programs to us that we can use to better our lives. I just feel immense gratitude towards you for that. Thank you.
Hey! So welcome back.
Thanks for letting me take a little break.
In our little marathon, or heal-a-thon, if you will. And so I hope you're getting the idea that we are here to dance a new dance, that we are here to change the dynamics of our life, to alter our limiting beliefs. And for those of you who have been in the Feel Better Challenge, we're here to take what we did, which was actually, ironically, excuse me, I have a hair on my lip, which is annoying, to take the basics that, ironically, what we did in the Feel Better Mastery might feel like an advanced program, but it was the basics. It was just the start. And so what we're going to be doing now in the Feel Better Mastery program is taking it to a whole nother level. Oh, Sharon, another person offered to pick up a payment to Andy for blessings around what a great love this community is. Yeah, this community is off the hook. So thank you for all of you. Wow. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting all emotional. So this is an example of what is in the world now. And we see so much that appears to be wrong in the world, and we don't really get to see these moments of tremendous compassion and sharing and goodness and support. And I know that this community, that those of you who are watching, really have that. And I know that that we're here to support each other and love each other and honor each other. And there's actually so much more of that in the world than one we get to see. Unfortunately, we have a system in place that shows us what's wrong, and it's changing. You know, just the NBC Nightly News, which is, I watch it every night. and I watch, there was a time when I said, don't watch the news. And if that feels right for you, then don't watch the news. But I watch it every night because I use it to see, where am I at? If I get upset with something, I'm like, whoa, look at that. Wait a minute. That's not who I am. I use it, and I love it because of it. And I also like being kept informed, too, on what's happening on the planet. I think it's really, for me personally, it's important for me to understand what's happening in the world so that because the people I want to reach are going to expect me to know what's going on. So that's all for me. That's not an influence on any of you. However, what's happening, like that I watch Lester Holt. I love Lester Holt. He's my hero. I love him. I think he's a beautiful, honorable man. And I hope no one tells me that that's not true. But at the end of the day, everyone is, even if it doesn't look like that. The point of all of that is that at the end of the nightly news, he does this beautiful thing that's an inspirational moment. It's only 22 minutes of news, and they take 3 minutes of it, and they show something inspirational. And that gives me such hope, because that is when on the mass media, an organization knows that 3 minutes of hope is important, when what they've always given is 22 minutes of upset. That means that we're changing. When Gerber Baby Food starts doing a commercial about organic products, that tells me that you and me are changing this. That when we move into this field of love without doing to get, and that's a really challenging piece to understand, we are changing things. And that's what the Feel Better Mastery program is about. It's about feeling better at the master level. Feel better at the master level means feeling better about all of it. So that despite uncanny resistance, we move into a different place of being. Cool, huh? So I hope you're joining me. FeelBetterMastery.com will take you to the course registration page and the course overview, or click the purple button if you're watching on the listening salon, and that'll take you straight into the order form where you can join me. I want to thank those who some of you have joined today. There's a couple that have joined today. Let's look. There's Andy. Andy just joined. Yay, Andy! Welcome to Nancy. Welcome to, who's that now? Welcome to Rose. Welcome, Rose. Welcome to, I've got the greatest emails. I only see emails to start with. Andrea, Adriana. Welcome, Adriana. Welcome, Noni and Kelly. Welcome, look at Bright Moon Bonfire. Ginger, welcome. I love that. Ginger, welcome Marcia, welcome Marie, welcome Stephanie. Oh my gosh, how exciting. This is so exciting. Oh my gosh. Okay. Welcome to Tanya. Welcome to oops, I missed it. Stephanie. Welcome to Stephanie. Welcome to Dawn and Elizabeth, Mona, Polly. Welcome to Marie, another Marie. Welcome to Dora. It's awesome having you here. Oh my gosh, how fun. Okay. Let me look at more. What else do we have? That's Polly. Okay, we've got... this on a new tab, that will help. So welcome to, who's that? Tony. Tony just joined. Welcome to Kay. Hey, Kay. Kay just joined. Oh, my God, it's so exciting. Oh, shoot, I shut it. I shut it down. All right, no worries. We'll get there. So welcome. Welcome to those who just joined. It's so exciting to have you here. It's so exciting because I can feel that together, we can create more news items about hope and joy and possibility and flow. We can change the dynamics of our life. We can change this perception that things aren't going for us. That perception of if it doesn't stop soon, I'm leaving. And turn it into why we really came down to this planet, which was to have this beautiful expansion. This beautiful moment of of knowing that the journey is what we're experiencing, not the things that we're trying to get away from. Oh my God, that comment that Andy made is so profound, because she's actually experiencing the truth of it. And the truth is, our memories don't matter. They don't make us who we are at all. Who her husband is shines through in every moment, no matter the fact that he can't remember who he is. And that there's this joyful moment when he sees a telephone and says, "What's this? Wow." Just imagine looking at all the things in your life and saying, "Oh, what's this?" as if you're seeing it for the first time. Imagine seeing a computer for the first time, like, "Wow, that's amazing." Seeing a stoplight for the first time and saying, "Oh, what a cool invention. A stoplight. It allows traffic to stop so that other people and pedestrians can cross. Wow." And then it's more than that. It's not only moving into that field, and this is what we're getting into in the Feel Better Mastery. It's not only moving into that, but taking that and going deeper with it to become a creative force, to become a creative force, to become something that can manifest with ease and with trust and faith. Right? So Christina is sharing that I'm strapped for money and I'm trying to buy a home and need all my money. That's understandable, and it's a belief, and it's not true. It feels like it's true. I get that. It feels like it's true. And yet it's actually not true. That when we engage in programs like this, when we think we don't have the money, we're actually creating a space to create ease and grace, to create the money that we think we need. By being in a different place that is beyond even the subtlest of things, like that conversation with Andy was so meaningful, because I love my dog, I love the beach, is great and powerful and important and a huge piece of it, and there's so much more depth that needs to be explored from that place. That's just the beginning. That's just the first step. And that's part of what we're going to be doing in the Feel Better Mastery course, which I hope that you are joining me in. I genuinely hope that you are joining me in the Feel Better Mastery course, because I need you to take this even deeper. I need you to be part of this. I need you to be, you're part of my journey. You're part of my intention. I need you to be, to take responsibility for yourself, invest in yourself, invest in me at the same time, and together we need each other to change the dynamic of your life and my life and everyone's life. We need each other. And so this is your time. This is your place. So you've got about 10 minutes to register before the offer of the extra bonus ends, the extra beautiful bonus of the healing, these little five healings. I think there's five. These little healings that I'm going to edit and give to you as a gift. For if you join the healing, the Feel Better Mastery in the next 10 minutes, you'll get these. And of course, everyone who registered before gets it as well. Okay, so you've got 10 minutes to take advantage of this. All right, we're going to go into our next call. This is so fun. Are you having fun? I hope you're having fun. I'm having so much fun. I love this. I love giving. My favorite thing to do. Okay, I'm just looking at some of the questions. There we go. Okay. All right, so let's go into the next caller, which I think, did we pick the next caller? I don't know if we did. Okay, I guess I will. Okay, I'm getting 29. Okay, we're going to go to Maryland. Last four digits are 5034. 5034. 5034. You're on the air. You might have your device muted out because you are unmuted on my end. So 5034. And so you might be listening on Facebook Live. There you are. Oops, she hung up. Well, gone. I'll go for the next 29. It's looks like Virginia, last four digits are 4900.
Hello.
Hey, who are you?
My name is Jill Carter.
Hey, Jill, how can I help you?
Well, I tend to be very lethargic and unmotivated. I don't form close associations. And I'm kind of maybe thinking it has something to do with my childhood. I remember the kindergarten, and I remember the third grade, but I don't remember anything in between that, although I know when I was in the third grade and it was time to go to school, I would get up and run to the pantry and grab some bear aspirin and threaten to kill myself. Yeah. And so I had a friend who was skilled in hypnosis, and they tried to hypnotize me to bring back those memories, and they couldn't, and they said that it's probably so painful that it's best that I don't know. But yeah. I feel that it is affecting me on a subconscious level.
Yes, yes.
So
here's the thing. The thing is, and the reason why you can't be hypnotized is because, just as Andy said, the memories don't matter. What happened to you doesn't matter at all. However, the emotions that got repressed in that moment of trauma, which is likely what happened, you're onto something here. Your soul is telling you, yes, something happened, and yes, there's some content in your subconscious. And the memory, the incident itself, does not matter because it's not who you are. It's something that happened to you. It's something that you've been playing with this lifetime. It's important, but what's more important is the emotion that got held. Okay, so let's do a little spontaneous transformation with you all right now. Okay, does that sound good, Jill?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. So when you think about the things that are not going well in your life, and the rest of you join me, okay? Think about the things that are not going well in your life. And tell me, what's the emotion that is behind it when you think of these things?
Stagnation.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so feel that stagnation. Yeah. And feel, where is that in your physical body?
In my upper back and shoulders.
Good. Okay, and that's probably a place where you hold tension. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so as you bring your attention into your upper back and shoulders, you're going to bring a certain kind of attention. You're going to bring the attention of the observer. Okay? So bring the attention of the observer. That's it. And so what does it feel like if you were, Jill, the embodied observer? What would it be like for you if you were that embodied observer? What would it be like to be detached and in a place of neutral? What would that be like if you could do that?
Freeing.
Yes. Good. And just feel that freeing energy. Feel that. And the rest of you do the same. Whatever that energy feels like of when you're the observer and you're shining the light of consciousness on being the observer in this moment. And just describe what it feels like to be the observer. And as you're embracing, embodying that, that's very good, Jill. You're doing a great job. You're really expanding the freeing energy. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. So now you're going to bring this freeing energy of you as the observer into the upper back and shoulder area. And for the rest of you, you bring that observer energy into that part of your physical body. So as you move into that shoulder, that beautiful upper back and shoulder area, you're going to see a younger Jill there, a younger version of you. I often call them the little one. You're going to see your little Jill in there. Does that feel true?
Yeah.
Good. And you're going to approach her and just say to her, I'm here and I'm present.
I'm here and I'm present.
And I'm not leaving you.
And I'm not leaving you.
I'm here and I'm present in support.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yes, sir. I'm here and I'm present in support.
I'm here and I'm present in support.
And I'm not going anywhere.
And I'm not going anywhere.
That's it. That's it. Oh, lovely. That was really good. There's a little shift that happened there. I'm not sure if you felt that as your little, as little Jill really recognized that you were there for her. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, good. So now you're going to just say, little Jill, now is the time, if you want, to allow this stagnation energy to be expressed as an emotion.
Little and Jill, now, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Little Jill, now is the time to express that stagnation as an emotion.
That's right. That's right. And so we just get to let her feel that. What, how is she expressing that stagnation?
Feeling like she doesn't know her purpose, but has a great purpose.
That's right. That's true. So something around the age that she's at, what is she, about 5, 6 in there? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So something in around 5 or 6 happened to her. And it doesn't matter what it was, but it created this energy of there's more to life, but I can't get it. Is that true?
That is very true.
Okay. So now we just say, yes, that happened. Yes.
Yes, that should happen.
That's correct. Yes. And so what is her emotional response to that? What's the emotion that kind of got held in that moment that is ready to finally come out? That's it, right there. What's that emotion?
I can't get to that emotion.
Okay, so you can't, you're correct, because your mind is trying to figure it out right now?
Mm-hmm.
Understandably. So we're not going to, the mind can't figure this out because it can't remember. So we're going to let the little one express the, find the emotion, express it, the one that actually experienced it. So I want you to move back into that beautiful freeing observer and allow that beautiful observer to be present with the little one. That's it. That's it. And now let the little one express the emotion. What is the little, what is the, something happened and the little one didn't get to express an emotion, or what was that emotion? She gets to
express. Life's unfair.
Life's unfair. That's right. That's exactly right. And what is the emotion that's under, underneath life's not fair? And ask her to show you. Remember, she's. That's it. So she now gets to express this beautiful sadness. That's it. She gets to express it. You get to be the observer, being present with her and support as she expresses the sadness. And the rest of you do the same. That's it. And what's that like? How is she expressing the sadness?
Crying.
Yes. And so I want you to notice that you've got some tears now too, and we don't want to take away her tears. So move back into the observer and let her cry and you be present for her in her tears. And if you feel that that's too hard to do, then you say to her, I love and care for you so much that I'm willing to feel this with you.
I love and care for you so much that I'm willing to feel this with you.
That's right. And that allows her to have her space without you taking over